Let's do it one more time at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Kannapolis Cannonballers and Fayetteville Woodpeckers square off for the final time in the 2023 season. It's also the final home game of the 2023 season for your Kannapolis Cannonballers here at Atrium Health Ballpark as they wrap up their six-game set with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Hi, good friends. Welcome into tonight's broadcast on Valley Live, MILB.TV, free audio streams on kcballers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. I'm your host, as always, for every home game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. I am Dan Halodi. The Kannapolis Cannonballers looking to pick up their fourth victory of the week. They won in shutout fashion last night, 9-0. They also set a franchise tying record at 7 stolen bases in a single game. They tied that record last night with 3 from Wilbur Sanchez, 2 from Eddie Park, and then 1 each from Ryan Gallini and Ryan McCarthy. First pitch delivered of the night here at 6:32 by Seth Keener is in there on a called strike to Cam Fisher. It is 0-1. Seth Keener makes his first start for the Ballers in this game. First pitch was a strike. Second pitch grounded into center for a base hit. Cam Fisher is on with a leadoff single. One on now for Bryce Matthews. Seth Keener making his first appearance in front of the Ballers home crowd as he did start last week against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Kind of got roughed up in that outing. One inning, he gave up 5 runs on 5 hits. He did not have any walks or strikeouts on his board, did Seth Keener. But we'll see what comes up tonight's matchup against these Woodpeckers. First pitch to Bryce Matthews is a bit inside. It's a 1-0 count now on the DH, Bryce Matthews. Cam Fisher reaches on a leadoff single, first hit of the night for these two sides. Fisher, the former Charlotte 49er, standing in and gets the leadoff single. Second pitch to Matthews is outside as well. It's a 2-0 count now onto the DH, Bryce Matthews. Seth Keener 0-1 on a 45 ERA at the moment. Wouldn't look too far into that 45 ERA. Pitches outside of the 2-0 and is now 3-0. Seth Keener, 6'2", 195-pound righty. He was born in Pequannock, New Jersey. He calls Pilot Mountain, North Carolina home. Does Seth Keener, the third-round pick in the 2023 draft by the Chicago White Sox. 3-0, spun in for a strike. Count runs to now favorable at 3-1 for Bryce Matthews. Matthews, the DH of the plate, Garrett Gilmet. Waiting on deck for the Woodpeckers, the former Texas Longhorn is the next batter due up. 3-1 low and outside for ball four. A single and now a walk allowed by Seth Keener. 2-1 for the Woodpeckers, and nobody out. Due up is Garrett Gilmet. Gilmet digs in as the first baseman, Luis Encarnacion, the catcher, will bat in the cleanup spot. Batting fifth is Ryan Johnson, playing shortstop today for the Woodpeckers. Pascanel Ferreras, third baseman, bats in the sixth spot. Batting seventh is a switch hitter, Dory Lorenzo. Batting eighth is Jackson Lofton, left fielder. Batting ninth is Leo's Danny Molina, center fielder. Pitch is a called strike as Gilmet went around on it, 0-1. 0-1 count on Gilmet. With 2-1 and nobody out here for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers out of the Houston Astros organization. Red tops, gray pants, black caps, red brim, with the Fayetteville F on the front. Keener's 0-1 hacked and a missed. It's 0-2. Seth Keener has made a few appearances with the Complex League White Sox this year. All short outings, only 1 or 2 innings. And each time out on the mound for the righty from Wake Forest. 0-2 count. He sets. Here's the pitch. In there on the outside corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. It's the first single A strikeout for Seth Keener. He has his first punch out of the day. One out now and two on base. Two up is the barehanded backstop Luis Encarnacion. So Encarnacion stands in with 2-1 still for Fayetteville. And one down after a strikeout by Seth Keener. He'll deliver the first pitch in the dirt block by the catcher and Juan Gonzalez. It's a 1-0 count. And the Ballers looking for their fourth win of the week. It would be their third victory here on a Sunday of this month. They're on a 3-game win streak. They're going to make it 4 here against Fayetteville. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball in there. Called strike. It is 1-1. Defensively for the Ballers tonight, Riku Nishida in left, Ryan McCarthy in center. Drake Logan is in right, left to right in the infield. Sprinkle, Gonzalez, Felix, and Galaney. Behind the dish is Juan Gonzalez. Keener's 1-1. Breaking ball inside. It is 2-1. Encarnacion will work with a 2-1 count. Top of the first inning. Still here at Kannapolis. Pleasure to have you join us. As Dan Helody bringing you all the action. Final home game of the 2023 season. 65 of 65. 2-1 count, 1-out pitch delivered. Weave and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball, even at 2-2. Two. 2-2 count on Encarnacion. Keener has struck out a batter and now all but one outing. 2-2 count with one out. Pitch delivered by the righty. Weaving a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Two punch outs now for Seth Keener. Back to back, Gilmet and Encarnacion down on strikes. 2-1 and 2 out for the Woodpeckers. And digging in will be Ryan Johnson. Well, early it looked like Keener was going to have more of the same struggles as he did last start. But now he's quickly stood in and he's looked sharp. Two outs, two on for Fayetteville. Ryan Johnson to the plate, pitch delivered by Keener. Fastball on the outside, part of the plate, just a little wide though, it's 1-0. Ballers today, blue tops. Reed Ballers across the front in white. White pants, red socks, all blue caps. 1-0 count, pitch delivered. Wave and a miss, got him with a breaking ball low in the dirt, blocked by Gonzalez, it's 1-1. And Seth Keener, 5 runs allowed in 1 inning of work last time out. He did toss a few shutout innings out in the Complex League, facing the Brewers team twice, the Royals, and the Athletics. The only time he allowed a run was once against the Brewers team in 2 innings of work. 1-1 count, Keener looks at second. Pitch delivered. Inside corner, a called strike. 1-1 becomes now 1-2. Ryan Johnson stands in now, a strike away from being put down by the righty Seth Keener. 2-1, 2-out, pitch deliver. Just a bit outside. Keener thought he had strike 3 at 94 miles an hour. Instead, it's a little wide, even at 2-2. Seth Keener, third round pick in 2023. And calls Pilot Mountain home. The Ballers have had a flurry of the 2023 draft picks arrive here. 2-2 on the way. Low one in the dirt outside. Gonzalez blocks. Count is now full. Keener, of course, former Wake Forest Demon Deacon. Just up the road in Winston-Salem. A lot of the locals from down here in the area have seen Keener multiple times. 3-2 count on Ryan Johnson, the former Pepperdine catcher. Fisher at second, Matthews at first. Keener sets, pitch delivered. Hunter in the dirt, and this one's in the dirt, blocked by the catcher again. That'll be the second walk of the evening for Seth Keener. That'll be now bases chuck full of peckers, and two out. Pascanel Ferreras will stand in. So Keener running into some trouble here. He's already walked twice, and he's allowed one hit. And now Blake Hickman's going to come talk. So Hickman will come chat with Keener. Looks like an arm already up and going to get loose down the line for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. As Keener has put himself in a bases loaded scenario with two outs in this first inning. Of course, a base hit here would hurt. As Keener had basically the same problem last time out against the Pelicans. He faced 8 batters through 2 wild pitches. 32 pitches, 16 strikes. Keener already at 21 pitches, 11 strikes here in his evening tonight. So Pascanel Ferreras will dig in. The base is loaded. Keener trying to lower the ERA with every pitch. Pitch delivered to Ferreras. Lifted in the air, right field, right at Drake Logan. Barely has to move. He makes the grab for the out. And that will conclude the top of the first inning. Seth Keener tosses his first shutout inning as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. That'll send us into the bottom of the first inning. Ferreras flies out. That's the third out. We remain scoreless at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers and Woodpeckers battling for the final time this year. Final game at Atrium Health Ballpark of 2023. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Riku Nishida stands in and he'll lead it off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the first inning, Trey Dombrowski on the mound. Lefty will deal for the first pitch. Nishida pops this one up a mile high in the infield. Who got it? It looks like Pascanel Ferreras over from third will make the grab for the out. A pop out for Nishida. One pitch, one out, two up now is the third baseman in Jordan Sprinkle. So the pop out for Nishida. That is one out. And Sprinkle stands in now to face Trey Dombrowski. 6'5", 235-pound lefty, 22 years of age, born on March 13th of 2001. From Manasquan, New Jersey, Monmouth lefty, as time called at the plate. Home plate umpire in Michael Corbett calling time. One out, Jordan Sprinkle stands in for his first at-bat, playing the hot corner tonight. From the line, Dombrowski's first pitch delivered. Fouled off straight back, count is 0-1 on Jordan Sprinkle. Sprinkle at third base tonight. Awaiting on deck is the shortstop Jacob Gonzalez for the Kannapolis Cannonballers out of the Chicago White Sox organization. Dombrowski working on the mound. Pitch delivered by the lefty. Grounded towards third. Play hole for Ferreras. He sets his feet and will fire across in time for the out. Sprinkle grounds out a 5-3 put out. Two outs now, two up is Jacob Gonzalez. Gonzalez stands in, shortstop Calvin Harris DHing tonight. He will bat in the cleanup spot. Ryan Galaney, first baseman, bats fifth, batting sixth. Juan Gonzalez, the catcher, batting seventh. Right fielder Drake Logan. Batting eighth is Edric Felix, second baseman, and batting ninth is the center fielder in Ryan McCarthy. Dombrowski will work from the line. First pitch to Gonzalez, low and outside. Count is 1-0. Dombrowski on the year 5-9, a 3.78 ERA. Entering today was 3.80. Did appear on Tuesday, struck out three batters in four innings. From the wide, 1-0 pitch delivered. This one is on the outside corner, a called strike, and is 1-1. Dombrowski set a little bit of history on Tuesday night. He had his 133rd strikeout of the year on a Tuesday night. It's the most of any Fayetteville Woodpeckers arm. Pitch outside to Gonzalez, 2-1. He's now at 135 strikeouts in 109 innings. Is Trey Dombrowski and the former Monmouth lefty, fourth round pick in 2022 by the Houston Astros. From the line, 2-1 by Dombrowski. He just a bit inside. It's now 3-1. He attended Wall High School in Wall Township, New Jersey. He spent the summer of 2021 with the Harwich Mariners in the Cape Cod League. 3-0 with a 0.85 ERA. Pretty good. 3-1. This one's popped a mile high into the infield. Who's got it? Pascal Ferreras, who's been a busy man this inning. Under it, makes the grab for the out. A pop out, a ground out, and a pop out all for Pascal Ferreras. And that concludes one inning of baseball here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Well, just eight innings left as far as baseball goes here at Atrium Health Ballpark in 2023. Seth Keener returns the mound when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Bottom third of the order due up for Fayetteville. Dory Lorenzo, Jackson Lofton, Leo's Danny Molina due up top of the second inning. Seth Keener back on the mound. His pitch delivered is a bit low and inside to Lorenzo. Count is now 1-0 on the switch hitting second baseman in Dory Lorenzo. Seth Keener back on the mound. Another inning of action for the righty. His pitch delivered on the 1-0 is in there. Called strike. It is now even at 1-1. Seth Keener, as we mentioned, former Wake Forest Demon Deacon, East Surrey High School. Not too far from here, he was a third-team All-American in 2023. Hacked and a miss on the 1-1 by Lorenzo. It is now 1-2. He was actually part of the All-Tournament team for the Winston-Salem Regional. As Wake Forest went to the College World Series, came in relief, and threw an inning and a third of scoreless baseball with four strikeouts to open up the College World Series against Stanford back on the 17th of June just this year. From the wide, Keener's 1-2 to Lorenzo. Low and inside. Count is even now at 2-2. Keener actually facing off against Eddie Park with Stanford out of that College World Series. And a pretty solid year did Wake Forest. 2-2. Wing and a miss at the plate. He struck in now. Dory Lorenzo is the third punch-out victim of the night for Seth Keener. One out now due up is the left fielder, Jackson Lofton. Big wave and a miss from Dory Lorenzo. And he's the third punch-out victim of the night for Seth Keener, who has come out tonight and had a little bit of a better outing than last time out. Lofton will dig in. Nobody on base. One out from the line. Keener's pitch delivered. Fastball inside corner. A call. Strike. It's 0-1. Jackson Lofton to the plate. Former Ole Roberts outfielder. Ole Roberts making the College World Series earlier this year. Pitch delivered. This one's waved and a missed. It is 0-2 now on a Jackson Lofton. 0-2 count on Lofton. One out. As Keener so far so good for the righty. He has looked sharp and a little more polished than he did last week in Myrtle Beach. From the wine, Keener will deliver the 0-2. Low and outside, Gonzalez blocks. Count will run to 1-2. Jackson Lofton leads all Woodpeckers on the season in stolen bases. He's up above 55 now, sitting at 58 on the year. This week hasn't had the same success, but Lofton certainly a stolen base threat. 1-2 fouled off again. Count is now still at 1-2. Still 1-2 on Lofton. Leo's Danny Molina waiting on deck for Fayetteville. Top of the second inning, a scoreless ball game between Kannapolis and Fayetteville. Fayetteville has the only hit of the night so far. A single from Cam Fisher. Who else? 1-2 count. Keener will work from the line. Here's the 1-2 to Lofton. Liner towards first right to Ryan Galaney. He makes the grab for the out. L3 in the book for the left fielder Jackson Lofton. Two outs now. And Leo's Danny Molina, center fielder, is going to stand in. Leo's Danny Molina, center fielder, crowding the plate against the righty Keener. He'll rock and deliver the first pitch to the center fielder. Lined up the middle, going to be a grace hit for Molina. He gets that one through in the gap in between second and short. It'll be a two-out base knock for the Woodpeckers. Top of the order, Cam Fisher will stand in. Cam Fisher stands in, one on and two out for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, who have now two hits on the board. Kannapolis still searching for their first. Keener will work now from the stretch with Molina at first. Pitch delivered. Fastball is on the inside corner. Count is now 0-1. Molina has 15 stolen bags. Calvin Harris will lead things off. Ryan Galaney and Juan Gonzalez to follow. It's the bottom of the second inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. Still no score. Two hits on the board for Fayetteville. None for Kannapolis. Trey Dombrowski has been a stingy arm on the mound for the Woodpeckers, looking to continue his solid ways on the mound. The lefty has been smooth on the mound in his last two outings. Hasn't allowed a run since the 17th of August. Pitch delivered. Harris will line this one over the head of the second baseman, Lorenzo, into right for a base hit. One pitch and all that's needed for Calvin Harris to get on base. He's got a single. One on and nobody out. Due up now is going to be Ryan Galaney, the first baseman. So Ryan Galaney digs in. One on and nobody out. Kannapolis with their first hit of the night. So no hitters or perfect games for this final game at Atrium Health Ballpark in 2023. Trey Dombrowski on the mound. The leading strikeout holder in a single season for Fayetteville. First pitch curveball fouled off. Galaney will have it 0-1 count. Dombrowski, a fastball, changeup, curveball, slider. Full name is Howard Joseph Dombrowski III. The third is where you get Trey. Get it? Trey, tree, three. 0-1 count on Galaney. Dombrowski will set on the mound. Pitch delivered to Galaney. Breaking ball up and outside. It is a 1-1 count on the first baseman, Ryan Galaney. He had one of the seven stolen bases last night, did Galaney. And the Ballers tying a franchise record with seven stolen bags in last night's matchup. Galaney 2-for-5 with a double last night. He does have a home run this week as well. He lines this 1-1 in the left for a base hit. This will move to a runner to second in Calvin Harris. And Galaney is at first. The back-to-back base knocks. 2-1 and nobody out. Juan Gonzalez is going to stand in for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Gonzalez, the night off last night, back in the lineup this evening. He'll dig in with 2-1 and nobody out for the Ballers. Gonzalez hitting lefties pretty well, batting 313 against left-handed pitching. The Ballers as a team have hit well against lefties. First pitch from Dombrowski. Breaking ball, upper part of the zone, a called strike. It's 0-1 on Juan Gonzalez. Gonzalez stands in with Harris at second. At first is Ryan Galaney. Gonzalez didn't play last night. On the week, 2-for-7 with an RBI. He's got a scenario here. 0-1. He'll take low in the dirt, blocked by the catcher in Encarnacion. It is 1-1. Defensively for Fayetteville tonight, Lofton, Molina, and Fisher left or right in the outfield. In the infield, Ferreras, Johnson, Lorenzo, and Gilbert. Behind the dish is Luis Encarnacion. For the lefty, Trey Dombrowski. He'll work from the line. The stretch pitch delivered. Wave and a miss. A breaking ball low and inside. That ball had some movement on it. It is 1-2. Drake Logan awaiting on deck here in this bottom of the second inning. Ballers with two on and nobody out. A big spot here. Taking a long look at second is Dombrowski. Harris there with a good lead. Pitch delivered by the lefty. In the dirt, this one's blocked by Encarnacion, even at 2-2. Ballers looking to strike first here as we now hit 7 o'clock on the East Coast. Pleasure to have you join us, Dan Lodi. Bringing the action for tonight's matchup between the Ballers and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Final home game of 2023 for Kannapolis. Dombrowski, a deep breath. 2-2 count. Pitch delivered. Line drive down the right field side, hooking. It'll land foul. Count is even at 2-2. Dombrowski looks in for the signs. Last time out, four innings. He did allow three hits and walked one, struck out three. He's already allowed two hits here. Time called by Gonzalez. He'll have it granted by Michael Corby, the home plate umpire. Gonzalez the other night wasn't a huge fan of this umpiring crew. Michael Corby behind the plate calling balls and strikes in the field is Chris Jenke. He almost got tossed the other night, arguing a call. Pitch delivered on the 2-2 by Dombrowski. This one's in the dirt. Gonzalez will block. Dancing at first is Galaney, but he's back in safely. Nobody moves ahead. Everybody stays put. The count is full. Full count on Gonzalez. Looking for his third game in a row with a hit. He's reached base 11 games in a row as El Toro Bravo, as we call him in the biz. Full count, Dombrowski's pitch. Grounded weakly to third. Going to be a tough play for Ferreras. He'll field and to first. He goes for the out, but it moves the runners up. A productive ground out for Gonzalez. It moves Harris to third and Galaney to second. So it moves everybody up a base. 5-3 put out for Juan. One out, two on for Drake Logan. Drake Logan, 153 strikeouts on the year. Leads all Ballers' bats. And he is in the top five in the Carolina League. He's actually tied for second. Only behind Ambioris Tavares from Augusta. Pitch swung and missed, 0-1. Drake Logan and Eric Pena tied at 153. Difference is Drake Logan batting 205. He's got 61 hits. Eric Pena has almost half that. He's batting 133 on the year. 32 hits and 153 strikeouts for Eric Pena down in Columbia. 0-1 in the dirt, blocked by the catcher. And Encarnacion, it's even at 1-1. The strikeouts in the Carolina League have actually been a lot of Augusta Green Jackets. The Green Jackets have three in the top 10 in strikeouts in Tavares, Jeremy Celedonio, and E.J. Exposito. 1-1 from Dombrowski in the dirt and low. Encarnacion blocks. It's 2-1. There are seven batters in the Carolina League who have struck out more times in their games than Trey Dombrowski's gotten all season. He's still searching for his first today. 2-1 count. Pitch delivered. Logan waves and misses a breaking ball even at 2-2. Dombrowski entering today 135. There are seven batters that have more than that. Drake Logan, one of them. After Drake Logan, nobody else for Kannapolis in the top 30. Ballers not a team that strike out a ton. Pitch delivered on the 2-2, low and outside. Count will move full now, 3-2. Kannapolis as a team doesn't strike out a lot. If you compare the teams against each other, the team hitting numbers, Ballers are actually lower than a lot of other teams. 3-2 count, one out, two on for Drake Logan. Pitch delivered by Dombrowski, waving a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. That's a strikeout for Dombrowski. Drake Logan down on strikes, two outs now, and 2-1 still for the Ballers for Edric Felix. Ballers are fourth place in the Carolina League in strikeouts. That's not great, but Augusta, Down East, and Columbia all strike out more. Fayetteville right behind them at 12:06. Kannapolis at 12:10. Dombrowski will work from the line. First pitch to Felix is a bit outside. Count is 1-0. Edric Felix back in the lineup today. A night off last night. A 14th rounder out of Florida Gulf Coast. Night off last night. 2-for-6 this week with a strikeout is Edric Felix. Looking for his fourth hit as a Baller. 1-0 pitch. Wave and a miss. Breaking ball low and inside. It's 1-1. Edric Felix calling Florida his home. Of course, he went to Florida Gulf Coast. Native of Orlando is Edric Felix. Dombrowski looking into the sides. He's picked up two outs with two on base. 1-1 to Felix. Fouled off. Just got a piece of it. Did Edric. Now the count's 1-2. And the final home game for the Ballers this year. They will head to Lynchburg to play 6 against the Hillcats next week, and then the season is done. No playoffs for either side in this matchup. 1-2 count, Dombrowski's pitch. Felix takes low and inside. This one gets by the catcher, Encarnacion. Ferris will score, and that'll put the Ballers on the board here in this second inning. This one gets by Encarnacion. Felix took all the way, and it'll be a run on the board for the Ballers. Harris breaks home, and it will score Galani to third, and it will put now Kannapolis in a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the second inning. So Ballers strike first. On will look to be a wild pitch off the arm of Dombrowski. 2-2 count with two outs. Pitch delivered by the lefty in the dirt and low, blocked by Encarnacion again. Count is full. It'll be a wild pitch for Dombrowski. That does put the run on the board for the Ballers. 1-0 your score. Kannapolis leads. Hits are tied 2-2. Full count on Edric Felix. Dombrowski's pitch delivered. Outside for ball four, and the inning continues. Edric Felix is on base for the first time today. He reaches with a two out, a little free pass. Now runners on the corners with two out. Nine-hole batter in Ryan McCarthy will stand in, but Zach Wilkins, pitching coach for Fayetteville, is going to come talk with Trey Dombrowski. Dombrowski's allowed two hits and one walk. He's not a guy that walks too many batters. The most walks he's had in a single outing is four, and that was all the way back in April on the 22nd. So Zach Wilkins coming to talk with his lefty, Trey Dombrowski. As the Ballers and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers continuing to battle here. Galani at third, and at first is Edric Felix. McCarthy stands in for another appearance against these Fayetteville Woodpeckers. McCarthy 1-for-3 on the week. He has a double and an RBI. Both of those were last night. Pitch delivered by the lefty. This one's outside. Count is 1-0 on Ryan McCarthy. Against lefties, McCarthy batting just 154. It hasn't been a great appearance against lefties. From the stretch, 1-0 will check on the runner at first instead. It's not in time. Felix back in safely. Edric Felix at the first base back has not attempted a stolen base yet. Does have a little bit of speed about him, though. 1-0 count, pitch delivered. Inside corner, a called strike. 1-0 becomes now 1-1 on Ryan McCarthy. Dombrowski will set on the mound. Pitch delivered to McCarthy. Breaking ball up and away. Count is now 2-1. Count, two outs. Ball gets loose from down in the bullpen. Looks like a lefty warming up for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It looks like it's Jose Nodal, who has not appeared this week yet for the Woodpeckers. 2-1 count, two outs. Dombrowski's pitch delivered. Low of the plate, ball three. Looks like Nodal getting loose down the line and left in a quick pace. 3-1 count with two outs. Top of the order, Riku Nishida waiting on deck. Here's the lefties, 3-1. Tapped foul. Count will stay full now at 3-2. Dombrowski in some trouble, as this is the first time he's allowed a run to cross in about 3 weeks or so. He has had a few rough outings this year. He has allowed three runs in each of his first two appearances against Kannapolis. 3-2. Grounded to second. Playable for Lorenzo. He'll field and to first. He goes for the out. That'll be now three outs. Bottom of second is complete. Well, the ballers do get a run on the board. A wild pitch from Dombrowski puts one on as Kannapolis leads 1-0 now after two innings of baseball. Top of the third we go. It'll be Matthews, Gilmet, and Encarnacion. We come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Bryce Matthews, Garrett Gilmet, Luis Encarnacion due up. Seth Keener back on the mound. His third inning of work for the righty from Wake Forest. Still work against the need of the order for Fayetteville. Matthews will dig in. From the wine, here's Keener's pitch delivered. Matthews takes inside. Count is now 1-0. Bryce Matthews, former Nebraska Cornhusker, first round pick by the Astros in 2023 out of Nebraska. Keener's 1-0 deliver. This one's lifted high and foul. It'll be a souvenir for a lucky fan. Count is now 1-1. Keener in his third inning of work. Zach Franklin out now to get loose down the line and right for the Ballers. 1-1 count. Pitch delivered by Keener. Fastball is outside. Matthews will take it. It's 2-1. Keener sitting at just shy of 40 pitches. The righty at 39 total on the night. Here's pitch number 40 in the 2-1. This one's lifted high and foul again. Matthews hits it off of the light post, and it ends up in the seats. Light tower power from the DH, Bryce Matthews, as he literally goes up and hits the light pole. Hopefully didn't break anything up there, or we have to send him a bill. He got first-round money. He can afford it. Jokes, of course. 2-2 count. Nobody out. Keener on the mound, working from the line. Pitch delivered. Fouled off down the line in right. That ends up near the ballers at bullpen. Franklin warming up out there. Count is still 2-2. Keener with four strikeouts through two innings tonight. Not too shabby. From the righty, 2-2 count. Pitch delivered. Lift again high and foul. This one will end up on a cannonballer way as a souvenir. Count stays 2-2. Two-two count with nobody out. Pitch delivered by Keener. Grounded up the middle. That'll get through in the center for a base knock. Third hit of the night for Fayetteville. Third straight inning with a base knock. Matthews on with a leadoff single. One on, nobody out. Two up now is Garrett Gilmatt, the former Texas Longhorn. So Gilmatt will dig in. Now with a runner on and nobody out. Still Seth Keener on the mound. Pitch delivered, runner going. This one's tapped foul. It hits off the foot of Garrett Gilmatt. Count is 0-1 on Gilmatt. Struck out looking his first time up against Seth Keener. One count with nobody out. Zach Franklin continuing to get loose as Keener's 0-1 deliver. This one's fouled off. Hits the protective netting, and it'll be a foul ball. Count is 0-2. Keener has shown off the fastball and the liveliness it's got. It's definitely been a useful tool for him. 0-2 count. Gilmatt standing pretty much straight up in the batter's box. A little bit bent of the knees. 0-2 pitch delivered. Fastball up and away. Count is 1-2 on Gilmatt. Good crowd on hand again for the final home game of 2023. Post-game fireworks tonight. Should be a fun one here in Kannapolis as check on the runner at first is not in time. 1-2 count on Gilmatt. And it's fan choice fireworks tonight, so the fans got to pick what they wanted to hear on the speakers during fireworks. 1-2 count, nobody out. Pitch delivered, runner going. Swing and a miss at the plate. No throw in a second. It is a strikeout for Garrett Gilmatt. And that is the fifth strikeout of the night for Seth Keener. As a runner on second, one out. And two up is Luis Encarnacion. So safe at second is Matthews. And Encarnacion's going to stand in, but not before Pat Leland comes out, and it looks like that'll be the end of the night for Seth Keener as he faces a total of a few batters, just 12 tonight, but the righty impresses. Five strikeouts through two and a third innings. He looks very sharp, does Keener. He keeps the Woodpeckers off the scoreboard, most importantly, as it'll be now Zach Franklin coming out of the bullpen. He'll take over in relief of Seth Keener. To a break we go. Top of the third, one out. It is one on for the Woodpeckers. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Zach Franklin on the mound. His first pitch delivered. Waved at and missed by Encarnacion. It's 0-1. Your count. Top of the third inning. Runner on for Fayetteville is Bryce Matthews over at second. One out and 0-1 count. Franklin will sit on the mound on the right side of the rubber. He'll take a peek and will he at second base is Matthews. Pitch delivered is inside and low. Encarnacion check swings but doesn't go around. Count is 1-1. Zach Franklin, the righty, 6'1", 200-pound, 24-year-old. A 10th round pick in 2023. He is from Marion, North Carolina. Spent last year at Mizzou with the Tigers. Before that, he was a Western Carolina Catamount. Pitch delivered is outside of the 1-1. Now 2-1 on the East Encarnacion. Seth Keener impresses. He faces 12 batters tonight. Strikes out 5 of them. Does the righty from Wake Forest. 3 hits, 2 walks, but strikes out 5 and lowers the ERA. 2-1 count. Pitch delivered by Franklin. And they're called strike even now at 2-2. 2-2 count on Encarnacion. Matthews again at second. Ballers lead 1-0, top of the third inning. Pleasure to have you join us tonight for the final home game of 2023. Dan Lodi bringing you the action. Franklin will set 2-2. Wave and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Ball in the dirt. And Gonzalez will throw to first to confirm the strikeout. It'll be a K-2-3 for the Armin Zach Franklin. Luis Encarnacion down on strikes for the second time tonight. 2 outs now due up is Ryan Johnson. So Ryan Johnson will dig in with a runner on and 2 out. Ballers looking to hold on and get their 4th victory in a row against these Fayetteville Woodpeckers in what's been a productive night. 2 outs, Franklin on the mound, pitch delivered, wave and a miss. Upstairs 0-1. 0-1 count on Ryan Johnson. At second is Bryce Matthews, looks like an arm, another one warming down the line for Kannapolis. Looks like Mark McLaughlin. Is going to get loose. Franklin's 0-1 delivered. Breaking ball inside corner. Beautifully placed. It's 0-2. Nice pitch from Zach Franklin. 0-2 count. 2 outs. Top of the third inning. Ballers lead 1-0. Franklin will set on the mound. 0-2 count. Pitch delivered by the righty. In there, ring him up, got him looking, called strike 3. First punch out of the night, the second punch out of the night for Zach Franklin as the Woodpeckers go down in order after a single from Matthews. 3 strikeouts, Gilmet, Encarnacion, and Johnson, and that is the completion of 3 innings of offense for the Woodpeckers tonight. The Ballers have the advantage. They're on top, 1-0. Bottom of the third, top of the order, Nishina, Sprinkle, and Gonzalez do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Riku Nishida digs in to lead it off here in this bottom of the third inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. Two hits on the night for the Ballers. Riku Nishida trying to get on base for the first time tonight. Trey Dombrowski out for his third inning of work. First pitch to Nishida is in there called. Strike, it's 0-1. Again, Nishida, Sprinkle, and Gonzalez do up. Bottom of the third. 1-0 your score, 0-1. A bunt laid down. This will land foul, though, as Nishida will now have an 0-2 count. Seth Keener tonight, not too shabby. 2 1/3, he strikes out 5. Nishida stands in at the plate. 2-strike approach. 0-2 count. Here's Dombrowski's pitch. Low and outside. Count is 1-2. Nishida, born in Osaka, Japan, from Osaka, Japan. He played a year in Oregon. Did Riku Nishida set a single-season record in stolen bags. Pitch delivered. Oh, on the outside corner, though, called strike three. Ring him up, got him looking. Another strikeout for Dombrowski. Second of the night, and Nishida now 0-2. Two up is Jordan Sprinkle, third baseman. So Sprinkle will dig in. Nobody on base, one out. Bottom third, Ballers lead 1-0. And a busy night in the Carolina League. Time called at the plate by the home plate umpire and Michael Corbett. From the line, Dombrowski's first pitch to Sprinkle. Swung on, lifted high, and foul. That'll end up on the roof here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Count is 0-1. And a busy night in the Carolina League. Two other games have already gone final, and two games are currently in the top of the ninth inning. 0-1 count, Dombrowski's pitch. Swung on again, fouled off, basically the same spot. Count is 0-2. Ball came back and is a souvenir for a lucky fan. 0-2 count with one out. Dombrowski from the wide, 0-2 pitch. Fastball up and away, it's 1-2 on Sprinkle. His first at-bat and grounded out to the third baseman, Pascanel Ferreras. Dombrowski working at a good pace. He's in now his third inning of work. Jose Nodal more than likely to follow. 1-2 pitch delivered. He's waving a miss. Got him with a breaking ball, and it's Dombrowski's third punch out of the nine. Jordan Sprinkle now down on strikes, 0-2. Two outs now. Jacob Gonzalez will stand in. So Gonzalez will dig in. Two outs here in this bottom of the third inning. From the line, pitch delivered by the lefty. Breaking ball low and outside. Count is 1-0. Looking in is Dombrowski. He'll take a peek. 1-0 pitch delivered. Up and inside on the corner, though. Called strike. It's 1-1. 1-1 count, two outs. Bottom of the third inning. 1-1 pitch delivered. Fastball up and away. Count will be 2-1. Well, 2-1 count, pitch delivered by Dombrowski. Low and outside. Count is even at 3-1 now. 3-1 on Gonzalez, trying to get on base for the first time tonight. Three-one count, two outs. From the line, Dombrowski's pitch delivered. Low and outside for ball four. Gonzalez will reach on a two-out walk. He's on base for the first time. One on, two out now. And Calvin Harris is going to stand in with a big opportunity here to put over a couple of runners on base. Two outs, bottom third, Harris at the plate. From the line, Dombrowski's pitch. Fastball in there called strike. It's 0-1. Trey Dombrowski approaching What are his final innings of 2023 with Fayetteville? Of course, we'll probably see only about one more outing with the Woodpeckers. Pitch outside, a 1-1 count. They'll see probably about one more outing. They're home next week against the Charleston Riverdogs out at Segra Stadium. Harris at the plate, a 1-1 count. Pitch delivered. Check swing, it doesn't matter. It's a called strike on the outside corner, 1-2. One-two count with two outs. Bottom of the third inning. Dombrowski will stand on the mound. It was right up and down. 1-2 pitch delivered. Tapped foul by Harris. He got a piece of it. Count is now still 1-2. Gonzalez at first with a decent lead. Ballers looking for some insurance. They lead 1-0. 1-2 runner going outside of the plate. Throwing a second is high, and Gonzalez is going to get a stolen base. He's in at second. That'll be now a runner in scoring position with two outs and a 2-2 count on Calvin Harris. First stolen base of the night for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, and Jacob Gonzalez is first stolen base as a baller. Now runner in scoring position for Kannapolis. A big spot here. Dombrowski looking in for the signs. 2-2 count. Gonzalez at second. Pitch delivered by the lefty. Wave and a miss. Got him with a fastball outside. Another strikeout for Dombrowski. Three outs now, and we're through one-third of tonight's game. Ballers and Woodpeckers still battling in tonight's action. 1-0 Kannapolis on top. Out-of-town scores in the top of the fourth. Two up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Ferraris, Lorenzo, and Lofton. Pascanel Ferreira, Story Lorenzo, Jackson Lofton, due up top of the fourth inning. New arm of the mound for the Ballers. It's 6'3", 205-pound Ronnie Mark McLaughlin. His first pitch is a breaking ball that is placed beautifully in there. Called strike, it's 0-1 on Pascanel Ferreira. McLaughlin, third arm used tonight. Seventh round pick out of Tennessee last year in the 2022 draft. Is Mark McLaughlin. Pitch upstairs, a 1-0-1 count now on a Pascanel Ferreira. 1-1 count, nobody out. McLaughlin's pitch delivered. Breaking ball grounded towards the shortstop Gonzalez. He'll field and has to hurry. Throw to first is in time for the out. It's a 6-3 ground out. One out now. Due up is the switch hitting second baseman, Dory Lorenzo. Dory Lorenzo will dig in with one out and nobody on base. Mark McLaughlin, third arm used tonight. Actually entering is the second arm used tonight. That's the third arm all three. Entering the game, have had a double-digit ERA. Pitch in there, called strike 0-1 on Lorenzo McLaughlin. Entering tonight, 1-1, a 15.30 ERA. In 12 innings, he's allowed 18 runs and 13 strikeouts. 0-1. Fastball in the upper part of the zone, a called strike 0-2. Now on Lorenzo. Martin McLaughlin turned in one of his better outings of the season last time out. 2 innings, 1 run, and 4 hits against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans a week ago. McLaughlin's 0-2. Breaking ball. This one is corkscrewed foul by Lorenzo. It's 0-2. His first at-bat against Seth Keener got the strikeout. It was a swing and a miss strikeout. 1-5 for Seth Keener on the night. 0-2 count. 1 out. Top of the 4th inning. Ballers lead 1-0. Keener will stand in. 0-2. Wave it a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Mark McLaughlin with his first punch out of the night. He gets Dory Lorenzo swinging a miss in. That's 2 outs now. And nobody on base for Jackson Lofton. So Lofton's going to stand in with 2 outs and nobody on base. His first time up, he lined out to Ryan Gillaney. 2 outs, pitch delivered, is lifted in the air, high and deep left field. This one's hit well. Nishina backtracking, warning track wall. That ball is out of here. Jackson Lofton, his third home run of the season now, and that ties the ball game in this top of the fourth. Fayetteville puts up a run, a solo homer for Jackson Lofton, a 2-out long bomb, and that is now at least the 6th outing in a row for Mark McLaughlin. Or he's allowed a run. Jackson Lofton is 8th home run of the season, I should say. So a 2-route shot for Fayetteville. And Leo's Danny Molina stands in. First pitch from McLaughlin to Molina is in there. Called strike 0-1. One count with 2 outs. Molina stands in. A single his first time up. That's the 4th of the night for Fayetteville. As Lofton with a no-doubter into left field on that first pitch he saw from McLaughlin. Deep breath. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball is a bit low. A 1-1 now even count on Molina. Lofton is 8th home run of the season. Evens the game in this top of the 4th. 1-1 pitch in the dirt. Blocked by the catcher in Gonzalez. It's 2-1. Top of the order, Cam Fisher. Waiting on deck for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Pitch delivered on the 2-1. Waved and missed a breaking ball. Count is 2-2. On Leo's Danny Molina. Two pitch, low and outside to Molina. Count will now run full. Three, two count, two outs. Molina stands in, pitch delivered. Grounder up the middle, hits off the glove of McLaughlin. It bounces in front of him. He'll field and throw first in time for the out. A nice heads-up play from McLaughlin. He stays with the play and fields his position well. That'll be 3 outs now as Lofton hits his 8th homer of the season. And it makes it now a 1-1 ball game. And here at Atrium Health Ballpark, it is the bottom of the 4th we go. It'll be for the Ballers, Gillaney, Gonzalez, and Logan when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network. And Valley Live, Trey Dombrowski returns to the mound. Ryan Galaney leads it off. Bottom of the fourth inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers and Woodpeckers are even in one here as Trey Dombrowski on the mound. Pitch delivered by the lefty. Spun in there for a strike. Galaney takes all the way. It is 0-1. Galaney, Gonzalez, Drake, Logan, Dew up. Bottom four. Ballers and Woodpeckers are even at one. Dombrowski works from the line. 0-1 pitch. Lifted high and foul. It is 0-2. It's off of the light post. It ends up in the seating bowl. Heads up. It's a souvenir for a lucky fan. And it looks like Matt Millward, our general manager, actually made the play. It's Casey Betty, the Ballers bat dog, down there as well. Matt Millward, our GM, grabbed the ball and threw it on a fastball to a lucky fan who had a glove, thankfully. Otherwise, that probably would have hurt. Galaney calls time, an 0-2 count, nobody out. Bottom four, and he even won one game. Dombrowski will work from the line. Here's the 0-2 to Galaney. Lifted high and foul again. This one's headed for the same line post. That'll end up, though, on a cannonballer way. It's still 0-2 count. Elsewhere in the Carolina League tonight, top of the 10th inning, Columbia and Delmarva are in extras. Bottom six, Augusta trails 4-2 to the Salem Red Sox. And, of course, here in the bottom of the fourth, 0-2 waved and a missed for strike three. It's a strikeout for Ryan Galaney, his first of the night. Dombrowski with another punch out. One out, and now Juan Gonzalez will stand in. Final score tonight, Carolina 7-2 over Downey, 6-5 Lynchburg over Fredericksburg, and 10-0 Charleston wins that series finale over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. One out, Gonzalez's pitch delivered. Lifted high and foul. Count will be 0-1 on the catcher, Gonzalez. Count with one out. Dombrowski on the third base side of the rubber to the righty, Gonzalez. 0-1. Fouled off, straight back, it's 0-2. Two count with one out. Ballers battling. Two count with one out. From the wide, Dombrowski's pitch. Weakly tap back towards the mound. Dombrowski with a routine play. Sets his feet to first. He goes for the out. It'll be a 1-3 put out for Juan Gonzalez. He's down. Two outs now. And two up is Drake Logan. Ms. Casey Betty has made her first appearance of the night. The Ballers bat dog grabs the bat and retrieves for our GM, Matt Millward. So two outs. And Drake Logan's going to stand in. So Drake Logan will dig in. Two outs now in this bottom of the fourth. Pitch delivered by Dombrowski upstairs and away. Count is 1-0. Drake Logan 0-1, a strikeout in his last at-bat. One of just a few tonight for Dombrowski. He's already got a 5-3 2/3. Curveball on the 1-0 is in there for a called strike. It's now even at 1-1. Drake Logan is now second place in the Carolina League in strikeouts, only behind Ambiori's Tavares. 1-1. Spun in for a strike, and now Dombrowski one away from his sixth of the night. 1-2 count, two outs. Dombrowski working at a pretty decent pace. 1-2. Here's the wind of the offering. Upstairs. Count is now 2-2. Edric Felix, the second baseman, awaits on deck. Bottom of the fourth inning. 2-2 your count on Drake Logan. 1-1 your score. 2-2. Wave and a miss. Got him with a foul tip. It's into the mitt, and it's a strikeout again for Dombrowski, his sixth of the night. That puts him now three outs. A 1-2-3 frame for the Woodpeckers in the field. Top of the fifth we go. 1-1 your score here in Kannapolis. We'll be right back after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Cam Fisher, Bryce Matthews, Garrett Gilman due up. It's the top of the fifth inning, a 1-1 ball game. Ballers and the Woodpeckers still fighting here in this final home game of the 2023 season for Kannapolis. 1-0 is your count. This one has been outside to Cam Fisher. Fisher, the former Charlotte 49er, a fourth-round pick in 2023 by the Houston Astros. Definitely an impressive lefty power bat. 1-0 from McLaughlin, breaking ball in there. Placed beautifully on a called strike. It's 1-1. Mark McLaughlin actually allowing his first home run of the 2023 season in the last inning allowed by Jackson Lofton's homer. 1-1 in the dirt block by the catcher in Gonzalez. Count is now 2-1. Fisher 1-for-2, a single and a strikeout tonight. Bryce Matthews on deck has reached twice with a walk and a single. Garrett Gilmed is 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. McLaughlin working from the stretch exclusively tonight, 2-1 on the way. Breaking ball upstairs just slipped out of the hand. It's a 3-1 count on Cam Fisher. Fisher from nearby Morganton, North Carolina. Face off against Mark McLaughlin, the Johns Creek Georgia native. 3-1. Fastball is upstairs for ball four. Cam Fisher's on for the second time tonight. This time it's a free pass that puts him on base. One on and nobody out for Bryce Matthews. So Bryce Matthews will stand in here in this bottom of the fifth inning. Fisher is at first base after the walk. Pitch on the way. In the dirt block by the catcher, Gonzalez, it's 1-0. Again, this is home game number 65 on the season. Scheduled to play 66, but he had one cancellation. We had one cancellation, I should say, should the Ballers. Back in late June when Mother Nature torched us. 1-0 runner going. This one's lined sharply in the center right at the center fielder, McCarthy. He will make it the grab on a hop. It's a single into the center for Bryce Matthews. He now has a multi-hit game. 2-1 for Fayetteville and nobody out for Garrett Gilmet. Hard hit ball up the middle by Bryce Matthews. That puts now 2-1 for the Woodpeckers and nobody out. Garrett Gilmet will stand in, former Texas Longhorn. Top of the fifth inning. 1-1 your score. As Al Gonzalez will come chat with Mark McLaughlin to go through some signs. And 1-1 your score, Kannapolis and Fayetteville in the series finale. 24th and final time these two sides will play in 2023. Two South Division opponents in the Carolina League meet for the final time tonight. Next week, the Ballers will face off against an opponent from the North Division, the Lynchburg Hillcats, who are just a few games back of the Carolina Mudcats for the lead in the North. First pitch is a bit outside to Gilmed. Count is 1-0. Entering today, Lynchburg three games back of Carolina. Carolina just needs to win a few games, and it would snap the longest minor league baseball playoff drought. And the Carolina League, 1-0 breaking ball in their called strike. It is 1-1. Again, reaching the playoffs for the Mudcats will be pretty big. They have not made the playoffs in quite some time. They last reached the playoffs in 2008, did Carolina. And there it is, the longest active playoff drought in minor league baseball. 1-1 is tacked into this to 1-2. Garrett Gilmet, first baseman, now finds himself at a 1-2 count. Nobody out. Top of the fifth inning, 2-1 for Fayetteville. McLaughlin will set on the rubber. Looks for the signs. Pitch delivered. Fastball outside corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Three at-bats and three strikeouts for Garrett Gilmet. That's one out and two still on for Fayetteville. Luis Encarnacion's going to stand in. He's got two strikeouts in both at-bats tonight. The 3-4-5 hitters for Fayetteville tonight have combined now 0-for-6 with one walk and six strikeouts. One out, pitch delivered, fastball, low and outside. Count is 1-0 on Luis Encarnacion. Again, the Ballers will take an off day tomorrow, and imagine a lot of fantasy football drafts tomorrow. I think tomorrow is going to be the most popular day for them. NFL season starting on Thursday. 1-0 pitch from McLaughlin, breaking ball a bit low and outside. Count is now 2-0 on Luis Encarnacion. I know I've got a fantasy football draft tomorrow with a couple of buddies. We just like to play for the fun of it. No money involved or anything. We can't. 2-0. This one gets by the catcher, Gonzalez. That'll be a wild pitch off the arm of Mark McLaughlin. So everyone moves up a base. Fisher to third. To second goes Matthews. NFL season starting on Thursday. Going to be a fun one. Final game of the regular season next Sunday, week one of the NFL season. Carolina Panthers starting on the road down in Atlanta. 3-0 pitch by McLaughlin. A ground ball through and a right for a base hit. That'll score at least one. A scoring is Fisher. Here comes Matthews as Logan bobbles the ball in right. That'll plate Matthews as well. That'll score two runs. Two across the plate on a Luis Encarnacion RBI single. Fayetteville now on top 3-1 with an RBI base hit from their catcher Luis Encarnacion. One on and one out. Due up is the shortstop Ryan Johnson. So Drake Logan has a little bit of trouble fumbling the ball out in right, and it scores the runner from second and Matthews, who already was kind of running with some speed. McLaughlin's pitch delivered, popped up high and foul ground. A Jordan Sprinkle, third baseman, giving chase. Not sure he's going to have room. He will try to make it, and he ends up falling onto the warning track. He tracked it wrong, it looks like. Onto the warning track it goes. 0-1 is your count on Ryan Johnson, the shortstop. It fell about maybe 2 feet behind him, did that ball. But Sprinkle just tracked it wrong. And a great crowd on hand this Sunday evening. Labor Day tomorrow. A well-deserved day off for so many. 0-1. Fastball is on the outside corner. 0-2 on Ryan Johnson. I know for sure tomorrow family's going to grill up some burgers. And we'll enjoy the day. And then my birthday on Wednesday. My goodness, it's going to be a fun one coming up. 0-2, chopped towards short. Gonzalez will field cleanly. Sets his feet, has to hurry to throw to first. It's in time for the out. It does move Encarnacion to second, but two outs are now had. A 6-3 ground out for Ryan Johnson. He's 0-2 with a walk. Due up now is the third baseman, Pascanel Ferreras. Ferreras, the former Western Carolina Catamount, will stand in. With two outs and a runner on second. Top of the fifth inning, two outs. McLaughlin's pitch delivered in the dirt, blocked by the catcher in Gonzalez. Encarnacion is at second. He'll head back. It is a 1-0 count. McLaughlin from Johns Creek, Georgia, but he's a Boston sports fan. Ew. Boston Celtics, Boston Bruins. I give him a lot of flack on his hockey team, of course. Myself being a Lightning fan, 1-0 pitch delivered. Breaking ball upstairs. Count is 2-0 on a Pascanel Ferreras. Hockey season starting up real soon. About 2 weeks from Tuesday. About 3 weeks, actually. 2-0 pitch from McLaughlin. Fastball up and inside. Ferreras will duck out of the way. It's 3-0. Yeah, 3 weeks from Tuesday is the first preseason game for the NHL season that is so quickly approaching. Tuesday the 26th is when Tampa gets their games going. They play Carolina up in Raleigh. You bet or believe I'll be there. 3-0 for McLaughlin. Fastball on the outside corner. It's 3-1 on Pascanel Ferreras. Three-one count, two outs. Top of the fifth inning. Woodpeckers lead 3-1 over Kannapolis in the final home game of the season. McLaughlin will set 3-1 on the way. Fastball upstairs, swing and a miss. 3-2. Ferreras went chasing on a fastball. Three-two count, two outs. McLaughlin trying to get out of the frame. He's got a runner on second and Encarnacion. Full count with two outs. McLaughlin will work from the line. Takes a peek at second. Pitch delivered. Runner going. Line drive into right field. That's going to drop and roll all the way to the wall and be trouble. Score will be Encarnacion. A second goes Ferreras on his horse. They're going to say hold him at second. And it'll be an RBI double for Pascanel Ferreras. That puts it now 4-1. Fayetteville on top. Encarnacion scores. Ferreras is at second safely with a double. And Fayetteville now on top 4-1 with two outs in the top of the fifth inning. Dari Lorenzo is going to stand in. So now an arm up and getting loose for Kannapolis as Blake Hickman's going to come talk with Mark McLaughlin, who has put himself into some trouble here in this top of the fifth. So McLaughlin trying to put together a little bit of a good stretch at the mound. He's running some trouble in this fifth inning, allowing three runs on a trio of hits from Fayetteville. So three runs on three hits. Another mound visit for Kannapolis. As Blake Hickman will retreat back to the dugout for the Ballers. Lorenzo at the plate. At second is Ferreras. He takes off on the first pitch. It's outside of the plate. Throw into third, and Sprinkle can't hold on to the ball. And at third safely is Pascanel Ferreras. So now runner 90 feet away again for Fayetteville. It is a 1-0 count with two outs. Top of the fifth inning. Woodpeckers on top 4-1. Looks like Connery Peters getting loose down the line and right for the Ballers. 1-0 count. McLaughlin sends deep breath. Pitch delivered. Fastball upstairs, but a called strike. It is now 1-1. McLaughlin at 40 pitches, 23 strikes for the former Tennessee Volunteer, Mark McLaughlin. He never had 2 2/3 innings more than that. More than 2 2/3 innings in any outing for the Volunteers. 1-1 in there. A called strike on Lorenzo. It's 1-2. McLaughlin has certainly had his struggles this year. We'll see how much longer he has in the tank tonight. 1-2 on the way. Popped him in foul ground. That'll end up over my head. Count will stay 1-2 on Dory Lorenzo. Jackson Lofton, left fielder, waiting on deck. He put Fayetteville on the board in the fourth of the solo homer. Pitch delivered. Lifted in the air, left field. That'll trail foul. Count is still 1-2. One, two count with two outs. McLaughlin on the mound on the first base side of the rubber. Runner at third is Pascanel Ferreras. 1-2 pitch delivered. Breaking ball is just a bit inside. Count evens at 2-2. According to our track man, it hit the inside corner. But it is a 2-2 count. McLaughlin will set, working from the stretch. Deep breath, 2-2. Low and inside, count will run full. As he's at now a total of 45 pitches through an inning and two-thirds. Four runs on the board. All charged to McLaughlin. Ballers trail 4-1, top of the fifth inning here in Kannapolis. About an hour and a half into tonight's game. The final home game of 2023. 3-2 count, pitch delivered. Fouled off, Lorenzo stays alive at 3-2. Left fielder Jackson Lofton is silhouetting on deck. Lorenzo 0-2, a pair of strikeouts tonight. Ferreras at third after a double on a stolen base. McLaughlin's 3-2. Fouled off again, staying alive. This has been a very long at-bat. This is now the 10th pitch coming up in the battle of McLaughlin and Dory Lorenzo. Connery Peters again getting loose for the Ballers. 3-2, two outs, pitch delivered. Low with the plate for ball four. A breaking ball, and McLaughlin loses the battle. Lorenzo will take a walk over to first. That's two on for Fayetteville, and still two outs in the frame. It's been two outs for two batters now, and it'll be Jackson Lofton digging in with two outs, and Pat Leland's going to come out, and that'll be the end of the night for Mark McLaughlin. Inning in two-thirds, just shy of 50 pitches, 48 pitches, 28 strikes, two strikeouts through an inning in two-thirds, but it'll be the end of the night. Connery Peters will come out, and that'll be the end of the night for Mark McLaughlin. Peters will come in. We'll be right back after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network, top of the fifth. Fayetteville leads 4-1. Well, Connery Peters will step in relief of Mark McLaughlin. First pitch to Lofton, grounded to third, and this throw at third from Sprinkle gets by the first baseman, Galaney. That'll score Ferreras, rounding third and stopping there will be Lorenzo. To second goes Jackson Lofton. A ground ball to Sprinkle, and a throw goes wild. That'll put another run on the board for Fayetteville. It's now 5-1. And you're in the top of the fifth inning. Two outs still. Lofton is at second, and Lorenzo is at third. Scoring is Pascanel Ferreras, as now Fayetteville leads 5-1 here in this top of the fifth inning. An E5 from Jordan Sprinkle has put Lofton on the bases. In the third goes Lorenzo. 9-0 batter Leo's Danny Molina stands in. Two outs, top of the fifth inning. New arm on the mound for the Ballers is Connery Peters, 6'6", 240-pound righty from Crowley, Texas. His first pitch is up and inside, and they're going to say it hit Molina, so he'll take a free pass to first. That'll be a hit-by-pitch, and now bases chuck full of peckers with two out. Top of the order, and Cam Fisher is going to stand in. So Cam Fisher will dig in. With two outs in this top of the fifth inning and a bases loaded for Fayetteville. In an inning that everything has gone wrong for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. The Woodpeckers have batted around here with two outs in this top of the fifth inning. Connery Peters on the mound, first base side of the rubber. Pitch delivered by the righty, fastball up and away. Count is 1-0 on the right fielder, Cam Fisher. Fisher a single, a strikeout, and a walk. The live wire power bat at the plate. As Peters is 1-0, waved out and missed. Count is 1-1. Connery Peters pitched back on Tuesday night. Two runs allowed with two hits and one inning of work. One strikeout and a walk along the way. 1-1 pitch delivered. Inside corner, 1-2 on a Cam Fisher. Nice 95-mile-an-hour heater from the 6'6 righty and Connery Peters. One, two count, two outs. Top of the fifth inning. Woodpeckers on top 5-1. 7-2. They're out hitting Kannapolis in tonight's affair at Atrium Health Ballpark. From the wine pitch delivered. Fastball up and away. Peters one strike away from getting out of the top of the fifth. And the baller is down 5-1. Two-two count, two outs. Peters with a deep breath. Takes a pitch and 2-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Connery Peters picks up his first punch out of the night. And that will complete finally this top of the fifth inning as the Ballers surrender four runs and 10 batters faced in the frame. The Connery Peters finally strikes out Cam Fisher. And that concludes five innings of offense for Fayetteville. Bottom five we go. Ballers due up. It'll be 8-9-1. Felix McCarthy and Nishida when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Edric Felix, Ryan McCarthy, Riku Nishida due up. Bottom of the fifth inning, 5-1 Woodpeckers on top. Trey Dombrowski back on the mound. First pitch delivered is a bit up and away. Count is 1-0 now on the second baseman, Edric Felix. Ballers again trail 5-1. Out hit by Fayetteville 7-2 so far tonight. Pitch delivered, lined over the second baseman. Lorenzo's head in the right center for a base hit. Felix is on base tonight again after a walk his first time up. Gets a single here, and that puts one on for the Ballers. Nobody out. Ryan McCarthy stands in. Ms. Casey Benny has made her second appearance of the night. as the Ballers bat dog. McCarthy will stand in now. Nobody out here in this bottom of the fifth. Ballers again trail 5-1. Trying to put some runs on the board. Dombrowski will set on the mound. Pitch delivered by the lefty. Fastball had been outside, but a called strike of McCarthy. It is 0-1. First time up, McCarthy grounding out to the second baseman, Dory Lorenzo. Ballers have their third hit of the night from Edric Felix. One of the new draft picks by the White Sox, 0-1. Oh, and outside, 1-1 on Ryan McCarthy. McCarthy 0-1 tonight. Dombrowski approaching his 75 pitches. He's at 72 on his evening. The lefty Jose Nodal getting loose. Down the line for Fayetteville, 1-1. Outside, McCarthy now has a 2-1 count. Ballers hoping they can get to Jose Nodal kind of quickly here. As Nodal, 23 games, he's 3-10, and his ERA is at 6.6. 2-1. Lifted in the air to left center field, hit well, but Lofton will come in a few steps, and he has it, makes the grab for the out. Fly out into left for Ryan McCarthy, one out. Runner still on first, and two up now. Top of the order, Riku Nishida. So Riku Nishida will stand in with one out in this bottom of the fifth inning and a runner on. Nishida digs in as Edric Felix is at first with a decent lead. Dombrowski's pitch to Nishida. Fastball has been outside. It's a 1-0 count. Dombrowski's fastball topping out at about 89 miles an hour here in this fifth inning. Slowly running out of steam is the lefty. 1-0 pitch from Dombrowski. Upstairs a called strike, though, to the left fielder Nishida. It's 1-1. And Nodal getting loose for the Woodpeckers. 1-1 count. Dombrowski's pitch fouled off. Count is 1-2. Nodal in the bullpen, 10 losses on the year, 71 innings. He surrendered 66 runs. 1-2 count, one out. Pitch to Nishida. Swing and a miss. He was way late on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. And that is another strikeout on the board for Trey Dombrowski. That's his seventh of the night. Two outs now. Jordan Sprinkle stands in with a runner at first still. It's Edric Felix. As time called now, Ricky Rivera is going to come out, and that'll be the end of the night for Trey Dombrowski. 78 pitches. Sprinkle will dig in with a new arm on the mound. Jose Nodal will take over. We'll be right back after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Dombrowski's night is going to be complete after 4 2/3 innings. Rivera still talking as Nodal is warming in the pen. Still no talk. Still no move out to the bullpen. It looks like they're going to keep him in the ballgame, actually. So Rivera never made the move to the bullpen. Ricky Rivera coming out and talking. A little bit of a fake out. So Sprinkle will still have to deal with the lefty Dombrowski. Dombrowski one out away from being eligible for the victory. I guess is this will be the last batter he sees. Two outs, pitch to Sprinkle. Inside almost hits him, but his hips don't lie, and he does a little pirouette like a ballerina at the plate. It's 1-0. Edric Felix at first with a leadoff single. Nishida struck out his last batter faced. Two outs, pitch delivered up and away. It's 2-0 on Sprinkle. Sprinkle had a fielding error last inning for the Ballers at the hot corner. 2-0 count, two outs. Dombrowski's pitch to Sprinkle. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball now, 2-1. Sprinkle 0-2. A ground out and a strikeout on his night. 2-1 count, two outs. Dombrowski's pitch delivered. Inside at 90 miles an hour, it's 3-1. Dombrowski's been a tricky lefty to hit all season as he picked up 7 strikeouts tonight. He struck out 11 a week ago against Down East. 3-1 lifted in the air, shallow right, trailing into foul ground, and nobody will get there. It'll land in foul ground. Count is now full. Edric Felix will return to first. Dombrowski, last time he struck out 7 batters, all the way back in June on the 21st against Charleston. He struck out 8 last time he faced the Cannonballers in a start. Faced them on the 3rd of July and got the win in 5 innings. 3-2 pitch, lined to 3rd, but right at Ferreras, who makes the snag for the out. Trey Dombrowski's 9 more than likely comes to a close as he tosses 5 innings of work, strikes out 7 batters, and that'll send us into the top of the 6th inning here in Kannapolis. Balders trail 5-1. We'll be right back after a quick break on the Balders Baseball Network and Valley Live. Top of the 6th inning, Bryce Matthews will stand in against Connery Peters. Back on the mound, another inning of action for the righty. The former UT Arlington Maverick on the mound for the Ballers tonight. Another arm used out of the bullpen. Pitch delivered to Matthews is a bit inside. Count is 1-0. Peters, the 4th arm used tonight by the Ballers. After a start from Seth Keener went very well. And then everything else out of the bullpen, not too well. 1-0 is inside. Count is now 2-0 on Matthews. I stand corrected. Zach Franklin did pretty solid in his 2/3 of an inning in relief of Seth Keener. Then McLaughlin comes in, and Mark McLaughlin has a bit of a struggle on the mound. Pitch delivered to the 2-0. Grounded to short. Gonzalez to his right makes the play. He'll field in. Fire across in time for the out. It's a 6-3 ground out for the shortstop, Bryce Matthews, who's DHing tonight. One out now, and due up is Garrett Gilmet, the first baseman. Gilmet is 1 strikeout away from the Golden Sombrero. He's 0-3 with a trio of strikeouts. He'll face Connery Peters for the first time tonight. 0-1, first pitch. Hacked and missed. It's 0-1. 0-1 count with 1 out. Top of the 6th inning, Woodpeckers lead 5-1. Connery Peters, so far so good for the lefty. 0-1 pitch. Chopped weakly to third, but it lands foul. Count will be 0-2 on Garrett Gilmet. 0-2 count, 1 out. Gilmet at the plate with Connery Peters on the bump. 12 pitches, 7 strikes for the 6-6 righty. So lefty Nadal continuing to warm down the line for Fayetteville. Peters is 0-2. Broken back, grounded to third. Sprinkle charges it, makes the play, and throws across his body in time for the out. It's a 5-3 ground out of the book for Garrett Gilmet. He's now 0-4. That's two outs in this top of the sixth inning. Due up now is the barehanded backstop, Luis Encarnacion. Encarnacion, a pair of strikeouts. He had an RBI base hit in the fifth inning. A couple of runs coming across for Fayetteville in that fifth inning. Four total. As they use that fifth inning to kind of jump out in front of Kannapolis. Peters will set glove at the chest. First pitch to Encarnacion is a bit low and outside. It's 1-0. The catcher, Luis Encarnacion. 1-for-3, two strikeouts, but two RBI. Both coming in that fifth inning. Peters will set. 1-0 pitch delivered. Fastball in there, called strike, even at 1-1. Connery Peters has done well tonight in comparison to his night earlier this week on Tuesday, where he just wasn't able to find the zone. 1-1. Wave and a miss. 1-2. Got him with a changeup at 86 miles an hour. Connery Peters, former UT Arlington righty, before that spent some time at Wichita State. Actually got his bachelor's in criminal justice from Wichita State. 1-2 to Encarnacion. Weaving a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Connery Peters with another punch out. That's his second of the night. Luis Encarnacion with his third strikeout on the evening. It's a 1-2-3 frame for the ballers on the mound from Connery Peters. That'll send us into the bottom of the sixth inning. Still some work to do. Kannapolis trails 5-1. We'll be right back on a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Jacob Gonzalez will lead things off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the sixth inning, it's 5-1 Woodpeckers on top. Calvin Harris and Ryan Galini to follow. The first pitch delivered from the lefty, Jose Nodal. The new arm on the mound is inside a 1-0 count now. As Jacob Gonzalez stands in, Jose Nodal takes over. The lefty is 6'3", 195-pound, 21-year-old from Cienfuegos, Cuba. He takes over in relief of Trey Dombrowski. Pitch inside a 2-0 count. Now on Jacob Gonzalez. Gonzalez, the first-round pick by the White Sox in 2023. He'll check on the 2-0, and it goes around on it. Says home plate umpire in Michael Corbett. Count is 2-1. Nodal takes over in relief of Trey Dombrowski, who strikes out 7 in 5 innings of work. He is eligible for the victory should the results hold. Nodal just trying to eat some innings out of the pen. 2-1, wave and a miss from Gonzalez. It's 2-2. Nodal has definitely had the roughest go of any of the Woodpeckers' starting arms. This is his 24th start. He started 11 games earlier today. 3 wins, 10 losses. He has an ERA of 6.66. 2-2 lifted high and foul. K count is now 2-2 still on Gonzalez. 24th game of the year, 71 and two-thirds innings entering tonight, 56 strikeouts. Opponents are batting a grand total of 280 against Jose Nodal, 2-2. Lifted in the air, left field, hit well. This one's trailing out to left. Jackson Lofton on the warning track, though, will make the grab for the out. He had to make a little bit of run for it, did Lofton, but he makes the grab for out number one. Gonzalez flies out in the left. One down, two up is the bare-handed backstop, Calvin Harris. So Harris will dig in with one out and nobody on base. First time against Nodal on the week for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. So a lot of these new draft picks seeing Nodal for the first time. Harris tonight, 1-for-2, a single and a strikeout. Pitch from the lefty, breaking ball low and outside. It's 1-0 on Calvin Harris. Fourth round pick in 2023 out of Ole Miss, former Rebel, Peosta, Iowa native, is Calvin Harris. 1-0. Swing and a miss, 1-1, a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-1 count with one out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Ballers trail 5-1 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers out of the Houston Astros organization. Nodal working from the stretch, 1-1. Fouled off right over my head. Keeping me on my toes up here. It's 1-2 on Calvin Harris. Ryan Galaney, the former Wofford Terrier, is awaiting on deck. Nodal trying to eat some innings in relief of Dombrowski, 1-2. Wave and a miss. They got him with a breaking ball. That's one of Nadal's specialties. He can deliver the breaking ball with authority. That is two outs now in the sixth inning. And nobody on base for Ryan Galaney. Last time out for Nodal. One earned run on one hit in 3 2/3 innings. He hasn't had a rough outing in quite some time. You'd have to go back to the 11th of August, which was about four appearances ago for Nodal. Pitch delivered is a bit low and inside to Galaney. It's 1-0. Galaney 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout of his own. Nodal known for a sharp breaking slider and a 12-6 curveball. 1-0 is in there a called strike. 1-1 on Ryan Galaney. International free agent signee in 2019 by the Houston Astros is Jose Nodal, the southpaw on the mound. 1-1 count. Pitch delivered to Galaney. Wave and a miss. Another breaking ball, 1-2. Nodal doesn't throw hard. He relies a lot on his breaking balls, which if he leaves one hanging, that will cause some trouble for the Woodpeckers. On the season, he's allowed just four home runs, but he's allowed a lot of hard hit base hits. 79 in 71 innings of work this year for Fayetteville. He'll set on the mound with the glove of the waist, 1-2. Fastball is up and inside. Galaney takes all the way. It's 2-2. Last time out for Nodal against the Ballers. He had a rough go of it. He earned the loss in 3 2/3 innings. 7 runs, a 6 earned on 10 hits in 3 2/3 innings. 2-2 to Galaney. Low and outside. Check swing. Did he go? No, says Chris Jenke, the infield umpire. Count will run full. Juan Gonzalez. Man, we call El Toro Bravo, is awaiting on deck. Bottom of the sixth inning, Ballers running out of time. They trail 5-1 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in the final home game of 2023. 3-2 from Nodal, fouled off. That ends up near the Ballers' dugout and definitely wakes everybody up down there. 3-2, your count still. That'll wake you up more than any energy drink down there. As Galaney, definitely a hard-hitting righty bat, former Wofford Terrier, SoCon Player of the Year last year. 3-2. Wave and a miss. Nodal gets him with an upstairs breaking ball. Galaney just a little late on it. And it's the second strikeout of the night for the lefty, Jose Nodal. That'll send us into the back third of baseball. Top of the seventh inning. When we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network, it'll be Ryan Johnson, Pascanel Ferraris, and Dory Lorenzo on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Ryan Johnson leads it off, the shortstop for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It's another new arm on the mound for the Ballers. Connor Pellerin will take over. First pitch to Ryan Johnson is fouled off on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Count is 0-1. Connor Pellerin, 6'4", 210-pound, 23-year-old from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is Connor Pellerin. 0-1 pitch delivered. Fastball upstairs, it's even at 1-1. Pellerin, the former Tulane Green Wave, Ronnie, former farmhand of the New York Yankees. Released by the Yankees earlier this year in April and then quickly picked up by the White Sox. 1-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. Johnson now behind 1-2. Connor Pellerin, the fifth arm used tonight by the Ballers, who have kind of shifted into a bullpen night. Seth Keener only going two and a third innings on the mound in his start. Since then, it's been bullpen. 1-2. This one's roped into right field. Drake Logan trailing. Is under it. Makes the grab for the out. Ryan Johnson now flies out into right for the first out. He's 0-3 with a walk. Pascanel Ferreras will stand in with one out at the top of the seventh inning. Pascanel Ferreras, the former Western Carolina Catamount. 20th round pick in 2023 by the Houston Astros. He'll dig in with another opportunity against these Ballers. Pellerin pitched the other night on Tuesday. Two innings, one hit, two walks, and a strikeout. And a smooth night's action for Pellerin. Pitch up and away, 1-0 on Pascanel Ferreras. Pellerin from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, calls Alexandria, Louisiana home. His family from that area, 1-0. Low and outside, it's 2-0. On the third baseman, Ferreras. Approaching 2 hours of game action here in Kannapolis. A busy night in the Carolina League. We're the only game going on right now in the league. Everywhere else has already gone final. 2-0. Fouled off. Getting just a piece of it is Ferreras. Count evens at 2-2. 7-2. Carolina beats Down East. Lynchburg takes a 6-5 win on the road over Fredericksburg. Charleston on top. 10-0. And a shutout victory of Myrtle Beach. Columbia falls in 10 innings to the Delmarva Shorebirds 5-4, and Salem wins 5-2 over Augusta. 2-1 fastball, and they're called strike at 94 miles an hour. It is 2-2 on the third baseman, Ferreras. On deck is a switch hitter, Dory Lorenzo. Top of the seventh inning, 5-1 Woodpeckers lead. Out hitting the Ballers 7-3. Good crowd on hand for the final home game of 2023. After this, Kannapolis will head to Lynchburg for 6-2-2. Weaving a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Another punch out this time for Connor Pellerin. He has his first of the night. One out now becomes two on the board for the Woodpeckers. In the top of the seventh, Dory Lorenzo is going to stand in. 24th punch out of the year for Connor Pellerin. His second of the week against Fayetteville. Lorenzo will dig in. Two strikeouts and a walk. Pitch delivered. Fastball low and inside. 1-0 on Dory Lorenzo. Lorenzo playing second base. He's danced around the infield this week. Playing second and first. Pellerin works exclusively from the stretch. 1-0 pitch. Inside, almost hits Lorenzo. But his hips don't lie. He ducks out of the way. It's 2-0. Fayetteville out hitting Kannapolis 7-3. That fifth inning coming back to bite the Ballers. Had that fifth inning been a cleaner frame, Kannapolis probably would have been a little closer into this game. 2-0 pitch from Pellerin. Waved that and fouled off. Got just a piece of it. Did Lorenzo. It's 2-1. On deck awaiting is left fielder Jackson Lofton, who already has a home run in tonight's game. Lorenzo actually hit his first career Carolina League home run against the Cannonballers earlier this year. Pitch in there, a called strike is 2-2. That was back here at Atrium Health Ballpark on June the 2nd. International free agent signing in 2019 by the Houston Astros. 2-2 pitch from Pellerin. Low and inside, Lorenzo takes all the way. Count will run full. Woodpeckers in the red tops tonight. They read the Ville across the front. And a nod to Fayetteville's own Jay Cole. Well, I've heard is a pretty good rapper. Just kidding. Probably one of the best out there. That's a fact, not an opinion. 3-2 count, two outs. Top of the seventh inning. Pellerin's pitch. Low and inside from all four. A two-out free pass. And that'll buy some more action for Fayetteville as Lorenzo will reach first base on a two-out free pass. Jackson Lofton is going to dig in with a runner on and two out. Jackson Lofton, former Oral Roberts infielder, playing the outfield tonight for Fayetteville. Had a home run back in the fourth inning that put the Woodpeckers on the board. Pellerin on the mound, pitch delivered. Lofton takes this one to the dirt, blocked by Gonzalez. He scrambles and grabs the ball. And a flustered move. 1-0 count on Lofton. Before playing at Oral Roberts, went to Sam Houston State. Jackson Lofton actually grew up in Harris County over near the city of Houston. Grew up a big Astros fan. So now he's in the organization of his favorite ball club growing up. Got to imagine he's got some gear back at home. 1-0 count, two outs, pitch delivered. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball upstairs, and Pellerin now works with a 1-1 count on Jackson Lofton. Lofton, a 13th round pick in 2022, one of only two Oral Roberts players taken in the draft. Pellerin's 1-1, lifted high and deep center field, hit right to McCarthy though. A few steps to his left and he makes the grab for the out. Fly out in the center for Jackson Lofton is the third out. So a two-out walk pays no good to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Bottom seven we go. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Gonzalez, Logan, and Felix when we come back here in Kannapolis on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Juan Gonzalez will stand in here, bottom of the seventh inning. Gonzalez, Logan, and Felix do up. Jose Nodal back on the mound. Another inning of action for the lefty. Ballers trail 5-1. Nodal back on the mound. Pitch delivered to Gonzalez. He's been inside, but a call to strike. It's 0-1. Oh-1 count on Gonzalez. 0-2 with a pair of groundouts. Pitch delivered is low and inside, and even a 1-1 count on Juan Gonzalez. 1-1 count, nobody out. It's the bottom of the seventh inning. Ballers trail 5-1, Nodal's pitch. Fastball upstairs, it is 2-1. Kannapolis looking to end the season at home on a high note before going on the road for six games against the Lynchburg Hillcats. Nodal's 2-1 to Gonzalez. Breaking ball is a bit outside. It's now 3-1. 3-1 count, nobody out. Nodal at 20 pitches, 12 strikes. He's at two punch outs and an inning of work. 3-1 to Gonzalez. Breaking ball upstairs again, but this time a called strike again. It is a full count at 3-2. 3-2 count, nobody out. Time called by El Toro Bravo Gonzalez. Two ground outs in this bottom of the seventh inning. Three, two count, nobody out. Pitch delivered by Nodal. Wave and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. And there's another punch out for Jose Nodal. Three strikeouts. That'll put now nobody on base. And Nodal has struck out three in a row. And that's now Drake Logan due up, the right fielder. Drake Logan will dig in. One out, bottom of the seventh inning. Nodal on the mound with Logan at the plate. Pitch delivered by the lefty. Inside, it's 1-0. Righty and Ethan Hammerberg getting loose down the line for the Ballers. As the Ballers have eaten into the bullpen tonight. Nodal deep breath, 1-0 pitch. Logan waves and misses on the 74-mile-an-hour breaking ball. It's 1-1. 1-1 your count, one out. Nodal at three punch outs in the four batters he's faced. 1-1. This one's given a ride in a shallow left field. Lofton coming in a few steps. He'll make the grab for the out. A fly out in the left for Drake Logan. Five batters faced and all five down. Two outs, bottom seven. And due up is Edric Felix. Hendrick Felix will stand in. Nobody on base. And two outs. Pitch delivered by Nodal is a bit low and inside. Count is 1-0 on Hendrick Felix. He's got a base hit tonight. One of three hits for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-0 pitch from Nodal. Waved at and missed. Count is now 1-1 on Hendrick Felix. One count, two outs. Nodal has retired every batter he's faced. Pitch to Felix. Hardliner. Pass the shortstop. Johnson in the left for a base hit. Hendrick Felix, the multi-hit game. He's got his second hit of the night. That's now a two-out base runner for Kannapolis. Ryan McCarthy digs in with two outs and one on. Ryan McCarthy digs in with two outs in this bottom of the seventh inning. Pitch delivered by Nodal. Waved at and missed. Count is now 0-1. Nodal's pitch. Fastball up and away. It is 1-1 on Ryan McCarthy. A ground out and a fly out. Nodal on the mound has definitely had a better outing than his numbers tell he's had. 1-1 pitch. Lifted high and deep into left field. Lofton looking up. He is at the warning track wall. It is out of here. Finally, in the final home game of 2023, Ryan McCarthy has his first home run as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. It's a two-run up, Otako, into left field for Ryan McCarthy, the former two-sport athlete of the Citadel. He has his first homer of the 2023 season, and it puts the Ballers a little closer now, 5-3 in the bottom of the seventh. Two outs, and Riku Nishida is going to stand in. So Ryan McCarthy launches his first home run of the season, and it helps the Ballers a little bit. Now it's 5-3. First pitch to Nishida. It is a bit outside, a 1-0 count on Riku Nishida. Nobody on base as McCarthy clears him with a two-out homer. Pitch lifted high and foul by Riku. Count evens at 1-1. Nishida with a pop out and a pair of strikeouts, trying to get on base for the first time today. Pitch delivered. He checks swings on it. They say he goes around, and he says it's 1-2. 1-2 count on Nishida. Jordan Sprinkle is awaiting on deck. 1-2 to Nishida. Breaking ball in there for called strike three. Rim up, got him looking. It's the fourth punch out of the night for Jose Nodal. Third strike out of the night for Riku Nishida. And that sends us into the top of the eighth inning. But Ryan McCarthy, a two-run home run. Inches the Ballers closer now at 5-3. The Woodpeckers lead. That'll send us into the top of the eighth. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. And 1-2, two up in the order, top of the eighth inning. It's Leo's Danny Molina stepping in. He'll face off against another new arm of the mound. It's Ethan Hammerberg. First pitch lifted high and foul by Molina. Count is 0-1. Ethan Hammerberg, 6'5", 250-pound, 22-year-old former Ohio State Buckeye is Ethan Hammerberg. He's pretty happy considering Ohio State and their win yesterday. Pretty solid work. 0-1, pitch delivered. Breaking ball fouled off. It's 0-2. Now on Leo's Danny Molina. Molina, Cam Fisher, and Bryce Matthews due up here in this top of the eighth inning. And Ohio State took care of Indiana yesterday, 23-3. I can guarantee Ethan Hammerberg was glued to it as soon as he could. 0-2 pitch to Molina. Lifted high and foul. Count will stay at 0-2 unless Galani can get there. He won't. That'll be a souvenir for a lucky fan. Count is still 0-2. Molina with an 0-2 count. He was hit by a pitch last time up. He grounded out and he singled on his night. Did Molina. Cam Fisher, the former Charlotte 49er, awaiting on deck. Hammerberg with an 0-2 count. Deep breath. Pitch delivered. Breaking ball grounded to second. Playable for the second baseman, Felix. Sets in. First he goes for the out. It's a 4-3 ground out. One out. Due up now, top of the order, Cam Fisher. Cam Fisher stands in, former Charlotte 49er, a single, a walk, and a pair of strikeouts. This will be his first at-bat against Ethan Hammerberg on the night. Hammerberg, 1-3, a 4.40 ERA in 28 and two-thirds innings pitched. He has struck out 45. Pitch low and outside, 1-0 on Cam Fisher. Hammerberg did pitch earlier this week, ending in a two-thirds, one hit. He walked four batters, but he struck out three and no runs allowed. 1-0 pitch. Up and inside, it's 2-0 on the right fielder, Cam Fisher. 2-0 count, one out. Bryce Matthews, DH, awaiting on deck. Top of the eighth inning. Cam Fisher, third place in the NCAA Division I in home runs in 2023. Pulls this one towards short. Gonzalez the play to first. He goes a 6-3 ground out. Two outs are now had. A hard liner too short by Fisher, but he is out number two. Bryce Matthews will stand in. Two outs and nobody on base. Matthews will stand in. Two outs, nobody on base. Former Nebraska Cornhusker, multi-hit game. He's got two singles. The only multi-hit game of the night for Fayetteville, who have seven hits on the board. Two outs. Hammerberg will set. Working from the stretch. Pitch delivered. Matthews will take it to call. Strike 0-1. Hammerberg has struck out 45 batters and walked 23 entering tonight. Opponents are batting 221 against Ethan Hammerberg. 0-1 count. Pitch delivered. Breaking ball has been inside. It is 1-1. Hammerberg did pretty well the other night against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Did not allow a run despite allowing a flurry of base runners. 1-1 pitch on the way. Matthews will take inside corner, a called strike. It's 1-2. First baseman Garrett Gilmet is awaiting on deck. So 1-2 count on Bryce Matthews, the DH tonight for Fayetteville. Normally plays shortstop, does the former first-round pick. 28th overall by the Houston Astros. That's actually the final first-round selection in 2023. And they draft out in Seattle. 1-2 pitch from Hammerberg. Grounder to short. That'll get by Gonzalez into left field base hit. Bryce Matthews has his third hit of the night. He will take a hard turn at first, and that's all he'll get is a single. It's a two-out base knock. Runner on now for the Woodpeckers. Garrett Gilmet will stand in. So Gilmet will dig in with two outs and a runner on. 0-4, trio of strikeouts, and he did ground out once. Hammerberg will look in for the signs against Gilmet. First pitch on the way. Fastball up stairs, but a called strike on Gilmet. It is 0-1. Kilmet with a 0-1 count against Hammerberg. The righty will set. Pitch delivered. Fastball in there. Called strike. It's 0-2. Count on a Garrett Gilmet. Two outs in the top of the eighth. Ballers trail 5-3. Hammerberg sets. Pitch delivered. Line drive over the head of the second baseman, Felix, in the right center. That's going to roll him in trouble. The third will go Matthews. Headed for second as Gilmet. Relay throw comes in. He's going to try to test the arm. Will Matthews play at the plate? Caught by Hammerberg, but it's over the head of Gonzalez. And slotting in at home is Matthews. He scores a run on the play. And Fayetteville now has put another run on the board. It's 6-3 here in this top of the eighth inning. At second is Gilmet. He's got an RBI double. And that'll put another run on the board for the Woodpeckers. Runner on second, two outs. And Luis Encarnacion, the catcher, is going to dig in. So now Blake Hickman's going to come talk with the righty and Ethan Hammerberg. It is a double for Garrett Gilmet. So two outs, top of the eighth inning. Luis Encarnacion will stand in. 6-3, Fayetteville on top, 9-5. Fayetteville and Kannapolis as far as the hits go. So runner on second is Gilmet. Encarnacion, an eventful night. Three strikeouts, but he does have a two RBI single. That was back in the fifth inning. Hammerberg's pitch. Fastball up and away, 1-0. Hammerberg, for the second time in his last three outings, allowing a run. And second is Gilmet with a decent lead. 1-0 count. Pitch delivered by the righty. Fastball outside. It's 2-0. Ryan Johnson, shortstop awaits. Top of the eighth. 6-3. Fayetteville on top over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 2-0 from Hammerberg. In there on the lower part of the zone, a called strike. 2-1. Two innings. Last time he was at home before this week against Carolina. Shut out the Mudcats, and he shut out the Wood Ducks. Two homestands ago. 2-1 pitch. Grounder to first. Going to be a tough play for Galaney. Covering at first will be Hammerberg. An underhand flip to first. Over the head of Hammerberg. That'll get loose into foul ground. And scoring will be Garrett Gilmet. Looks like it'll be a more than likely an E3 on an underhanded flip by Ryan Galaney. That'll put another run on the board for the Woodpeckers. Scoring is Gilmet. And reaching at first is Encarnacion. We'll see how it's ruled. But it's going to be another runner on first for Fayetteville. And a 7-3 ball game. The Woodpeckers lead. Due up now is Ryan Johnson. It'll be an E3 on the flip from Galaney. So now two outs. Johnson digs in, pitch delivered. Low and outside, it's 1-0 on the shortstop, Ryan Johnson. Johnson, a walk, a strikeout, a ground out to the shortstop, and a fly out in a right. So he's reached base once, but he's 0-3. 1-0 from Hammerberg. Fouled off straight back. Count is 1-1. One count, two outs. Runner at first is Encarnacion. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Taken off for second is Encarnacion. Throw comes in from Gonzalez, and it hits Encarnacion on the way to second. He slides in. He's safe over there, but it hit him in the side. It is a 1-1 count of the plate on Ryan Johnson. Throw goes into second, and the count is actually 1-2. But the throw hits Encarnacion. It is a stolen base. Actually, no, it'll be a wild pitch. He was not taken off in the play, so it'll be a wild pitch. Runner on second, a 1-2 count. Hammerberg sets, pitch delivered. Upstairs, it's 2-2. Johnson trying to drive a run in. On deck awaiting is Pascanel Ferreras with a 2-2 count, two outs. Ballers trailing 7-3. They've allowed two more runs to cross here in this eighth inning. Taken off for third is Encarnacion. He got a great jump. Pitch up and away, 3-2, and Encarnacion steals third by a mile. Not a chance that the Ballers were going to have in getting Encarnacion, who had a massive jump. As now a ball gets loose from the Ballers' bullpen. Looks like another arm getting loose down there for Kannapolis, who have run through bullpen arms like crazy tonight. Hammerberg on the mound currently is the sixth different pitcher used by the Ballers in this game. 3-2 count, two outs, runner on third. Johnson will get the 3-2 from Hammerberg. Check swing, did he go? No, and it'll be ball four as it was low and outside. The inning continues after a quick two outs. Hammerberg is had trouble putting the Woodpeckers away. Runners on the corners and two out. Due up is Pascanel Ferreras. So Ferreras will stand in, runners on the corners with two out in this top of the eighth inning. Ballers trail 7-3. Hammerberg looking in to try to put Ferreras away. Pitch delivered by the righty. Breaking ball, low and outside. It's 1-0. Third baseman Pascanel Ferreras. A fly out, a ground out, a double, and a strikeout. 1-0 pitch. Lifted into right. Drake Logan will backtrack a few steps and he will be under it for the grab from the out. It's a fly out into right for Pascanel Ferreras, and that's the third out of the top of the eighth inning. But Ballers drop a pair more runs. It is 7-3 here. Bottom of the eighth we go. Ballers trail. We'll be right back after a quick break. Sprinkle Gonzalez and Harris when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Jordan Sprinkle leads off the bottom of the eighth inning against Jose Nodal on the mound. The lefty has done well tonight in relief. He's allowed two runs, but Ballers still trail 7-3 tonight against these Fayetteville Woodpeckers. First pitch spun in for a strike, 0-1 on Jordan Sprinkle. Gonzalez and Harris to follow. Bottom of the eighth, Woodpeckers lead 7-3. Sprinkle hacks at the 0-2-1, and now it's 0-2 as he misses on the breaking ball from Nodal. Nodal has had his scoreless streak snapped as he had allowed only a few runs in his last few outings. He did allow two runs last inning from Ryan McCarthy, a two-run shot. 0-2 to Sprinkle. Just a bit outside, it's 1-2. Ryan McCarthy hits his first home run of the season in the final home game of the year. And hands the ballers a little bit closer. But then Fayetteville puts two more up. 1-2. Outside, and Encarnacion ducks out of the way. It looked like Dominic Hasek trying to stack the pads behind the plate. Count is 2-2 on Jordan Sprinkle. If you don't know Dominic Hasek, longtime goalie in the NHL with Buffalo and Detroit, and that was he was known for that. Stack the legs and stack the pads. 2-2. Hacked and a miss in the dirt. Encarnacion will grab the ball, and he has to fire to first to get the out. It's a K2-3. Jordan Sprinkle is the first out of the bottom of the eighth inning. Jordan is retired. Now Jacob Gonzalez will stand in with nobody on base and one out. Gonzalez will stand in. Looking for his first hit of the night. He's walked and he's stolen a base. Nodal stands. Mound pitch delivered. Lifted high and foul. Count is 0-1. A pop out, a fly out, and a walk along with a stolen base for Jacob Gonzalez. 0-1 count, one out. Nodal's pitch. Just a bit low and outside. It is 1-1. Calvin Harris waiting on deck, the DH tonight for the Ballers. Nodal's 1-1. Breaking ball in there, called strike, it's 1-2. Nodal at 5 strikeouts, total of 12 Ballers strikeouts tonight. On the other side, Fayetteville, they as well have struck out 12 times. Nodal will deal the 1-2. Breaking ball is inside, it's 2-2. Nodal thought he had strike three. Instead, it's 2-2 on Jacob Gonzalez. Two-two count, one out. Bottom of the eighth inning. Ballers trail by 4. 2-2 from Nodal. Fouled off over my head. Count is 2-2 on Jacob Gonzalez. Harris awaiting on deck is 1-for-3. A single in his first at-bat of the night. Nodal's 2-2 delivered. Low, the play blocked by Encarnacion. Count runs full. We're at 9 o'clock on the East Coast. We're the only game going on in the Carolina League at the moment. Everywhere else has already been put to sleep. And they are enjoying the night. 3-2 pitch. This one is looped into shallow center. Backtracking is Johnson. He on the run makes the grab for the out. That is two outs now. Due up is Calvin Harris, the DH. Little soft P6 for Gonzalez, so Harris will stand in. Harris will stand in. Two outs. Pitch delivered by Nodal. At the plate, it's low. Count will run to 1-0 on Calvin Harris. He's 1-for-3. A pair of strikeouts. But he also does have a single. Count with two outs. Pitch delivered. Fastball. This one's a bit wide. Count is now 2-0. Harris and Galaney at the plate and on deck, respectively. There is an arm warming for Kannapolis down the line and right. Looks like Billy Seidel, 2-0. Breaking ball a bit low and inside. It's 3-0. Nodal at 50 pitches on the night out of the bullpen. There is an arm warming for Fayetteville. A righty down the line. 3-0 to Harris. Oh, the plate for ball four. It'll be a four-pitch walk with two outs for Calvin Harris. He's on base for the second time tonight. One on, two outs for Ryan Galaney. Two outs, Ryan Gillaney digs in. A single and a pair of strikeouts, just like his predecessor in Calvin Harris. First pitch from Nodal, and the dirt blocked by Encarnacion. Count is 1-0. Ryan Gillaney, a 13th round pick out of Wofford by the Chicago White Sox. One of four infield draft picks by the White Sox on the Cannonballers roster. Pitch delivered. This one is inside and hits Gillaney in the foot. That'll move Harris to second. Gillaney will reach on an HBP. That'll put now 2-1 for Kannapolis with two outs. And Juan Gonzalez, El Toro Bravo, is going to stand in. Juan Gonzalez will stand in, but not before. Looks like Ricky Rivera is going to come out and chat. Looks like Jose Nodal's night is done. 54 pitches, but Riney will come out of the bullpen for the Woodpeckers. That'll send us into a break. We'll be right back. Two outs, two on for the Ballers. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Looks like Nodal's night is done. Ballers trail by four with two on and two out. Bottom of the eighth inning. Juan Gonzalez stands in. A new arm on the mound is Jeremy Molero. 6'2", 270-pound righty takes over on the mound for the Woodpeckers in relief of Jose Nodal. His first pitch, Gonzalez taps it back to the mound. Molero fields, and first he goes. And just like that, one pitch, and that's all that's needed to send us into the top of the ninth inning. So top nine we go. Ballers still trail by four. That'll send us into a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. 7-3, Kannapolis trailing here to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. New arm in the way. Looks like Billy Seidel in for his final inning at home here in 2023. Get back. 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 Top of the ninth inning, Billy Seidel on to finish up the night for the Kannapolis Cannonballers on the mound. Dory Lorenzo, Jackson Lofton, Leo's Danny Molina do up. Billy Seidel on the mound. He appears again out of the bullpen. Pitch hacked and a missed. It is 0-1 on Dory Lorenzo. Seidel is 45th appearance on the mound for the Ballers. He is the leading closer for the team, 5-4, 5.29 ERA. He does lead the team in saves with 13. Pitch is now a strike, 0-2 on Dory Lorenzo. Seidel, 5-4, 5.29 ERA, 50 innings, 51 strikeouts. He does lead the Carolina League in saves with 13, 0-2. Fastball up and away. It is 1-2 on Lorenzo. He did pitch once back on Thursday in the doubleheader. One hit, one unearned run, and one inning of work for Billy Seidel. 1-2 count, nobody out. Pitch delivered by the righty. Low and inside. Count is now even at 2-2 on Dory Lorenzo. Chance of let's go Ballers arise for what could be the final inning of the year here at H3 Health Ballpark in 2023. 2-2 count, nobody out. Seidel deep breath, pitch delivered. Broken bat, looper to second. Leaping is Felix. He can't make the grab. It's in the right for a base hit. Leadoff single for Dory Lorenzo. He's on base now for the third time tonight. This time it's a single that puts him on. One on, nobody out. And Jackson Lofton will stand in. So Jackson Lofton will stand in against Billy Seidel. One on, nobody out. Fayetteville on top, 7-3. That's their 10th hit of the night. On Lorenzo's looper into shallow right. Seidel will set on the mound. Pitch delivered by the righty. Foul tipped in and out of the mitt of the catcher, Gonzalez. It is 0-1. Seidel has allowed a base hit in three of his last five entering tonight. That's now four of his last six. For Billy Seidel. Opponents are batting a total of 245. Pitch delivered. Fastball on the outside corner. It is 0-2 on Jackson Lofton, the left fielder. 0-2 count, nobody out. Top of the ninth inning. Ballers trail 7-3. Billy Seidel on for the top of the ninth inning to try to keep Fayetteville at seven runs, with the Ballers sending the bottom third of the order to in the bottom of the ninth. Pitch delivered. Just a bit low and outside. Seidel thought he had strike three and said it's ball one. 1-2 your count. Seidel, a 15th round pick in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox out of Duke. And he became the saves leader, and he's held it practically all season. And a very effective arm as Seidel. 1-2 pitch on the way. Lifted into left field. Coming in as Nishida on his horse will make the leaping grab for the out. That's the first out of the ninth inning. Flying into left is Jackson Lofton for the first out. Staying at first is Lorenzo. One on, one out. Due up as a nine-hole batter, Leo's Danny Molina. Well, as funny as it sounds, actually, Billy Seidel pitched in the final home game of 2022 as well. Last season, he actually got the victory in the final game of last year. First pitch to Molina in there, called strike 0-1. Seidel pitched one inning and walked two batters in the final game of last season. 0-1 pitch to Molina. Lifted into right field. Drake Logan drifting over will make the grab for the out. Two outs now. The runner still on. Top of the order, Cam Fisher stands in. So Cam Fisher will dig in with a runner on first and two out. An eventful night for Fisher. A single, a walk, two strikeouts, and a ground out. Top of the ninth inning, two outs. Hilly sidle on to try to get the Maulers to the bottom of the ninth. Pitch delivered. Fisher takes low and inside. It's 1-0. Count, two outs. Fisher, the former Charlotte 49er at the plate. 1-0 pitch. Popped up in foul ground. That'll end up over my head. Count is 1-1. Bryce Matthews, DH, awaits on deck. 1-1 count on a Cam Fisher. Seidel on to try to keep it a four-run game. 1-1 pitch delivered. Wave and a miss. A breaking ball outside. It is 1-2. One, two count, two outs. Top of the ninth inning. Final home game of 2023. What's been a very, very fun year here in Kannapolis. 1-2 count with two outs. Fisher at the plate. Seidel sets, deep breath. Pitch delivered by the righty. Breaking ball up and away. It's even at 2-2. Bottom of the ninth. Ballers will have their bottom third of the order in three batters. Logan, Felix, and McCarthy. Two-two count. Two outs. On the mound is Seidel. Pitch delivered. Low and inside. Count is 3-2. Three, two count, two outs. Pitch delivered. Wave and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Cam Fisher strikes out for the third time tonight. Billy Seidel gets a punch out and will send it into the bottom of the ninth inning here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Woodpeckers in the final game of 2023 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It'll be Jeremy Malero returning to the mound. Three outs remain in the Ballers' home season. Logan, Felix, and McCarthy when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Due up again, Logan, Felix, and McCarthy.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Drake Logan leads it off. The Ballers trail by four. They're going to try to put a comeback on here against Jeremy Malero and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It's 7-3. Ballers being out hit 10-5. Drake Logan digs in. First pitch from Malero. Fastball upstairs. It's 1-0 on the Ballers right fielder, Drake Logan. Logan 0-3 tonight, a pair of strikeouts. He flew out in his last at-bat to the left fielder Loft, and he waves the 1-0 and misses. It's 1-1. 1-1 count on Drake Logan. Nobody out in this bottom of the ninth inning. Pitch delivered by Malero. Fastball up and away. Count is 2-1. Logan, Felix, and McCarthy. Edric Felix on deck is at a two-hit night. And McCarthy had a two-run homer. 2-1. Lifted down the line and right, hooking foul. It'll end up in the right field terrace area, and it indeed lands there for a souvenir for Lucky Fan. It's 2-2. Edric Felix awaiting on deck. Drake Logan trying to ignite a comeback. Malero's 2-2 deliver. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball at 94. Drake Logan down on strikes for the first out. Due up now is the second baseman, Edric Felix. One out at the top of the bottom of the ninth inning. Edric Felix will stand in. One out. He's got a two-hit night. Two singles in each of his last two at-bats. He did walk his first time up as well. As time called. And clock reset. As Malero was already dealing the pitch, Felix already had gone into his leg kick. As far as part of his stride to the plate. Bottom nine, one out. Malero on the mound, pitch delivered. Swing and a miss. Off the chest protector of Luis Encarnacion. Count is 0-1. Oh, one count. Malero sets. Pitch delivered by the righty. Inside, Felix ducks out of the way. It is 1-1. McCarthy, the center fielder, is awaiting on deck. He had a two-run homer last time up. Pitch delivered by Malero. Tapped weakly towards second. Going to be a tough play for Lorenzo to his left fields. And first he goes for the out. Nice play at the second base back by Dory Lorenzo. And that is out number two. A 4-3 ground out. One second baseman to another. Two outs and Ryan McCarthy will stand in. McCarthy 1-3. A two-run homer in the seventh inning. And he might be the final batter we see at Atrium Health Ballpark in this 2023 season. Malero on the mound, looking to slam the door on the ballers. First pitch to McCarthy, taken all the way outside, a 1-0 count. After this, the ballers will head to Lynchburg for six games to wrap up their season. Fayetteville will go home for six games to face the Charleston Riverdogs. 1-0 pitch. McCarthy swings and misses at 93. It's 1-1. Charleston gave a hard charge in the second half after being the worst team in the first half. Was the best team in the second and clinched the playoff spot earlier this week on Friday. 1-1 to McCarthy. Outside 2-1. So it'll be Charleston against Myrtle Beach in the South Division. The North Division, nothing is clinched yet in the second half. First half champion are the Down East Wood Ducks. 2-1 from Malero. Wave and a miss. 2-2 on the center fielder, Ryan McCarthy. Carolina has a little bit of a lead in the North Division right now. Lynchburg and Fredericksburg still in the mix, though. And Carolina could clinch a playoff spot. It would be the snap of the longest playoff drought in minor league baseball. Kannapolis has not been to the playoffs since 2018. 2-2 count, two outs. Bottom of the ninth inning, Malero sets. McCarthy digs in. Pitch delivered by Malero. Wave and a miss. Got him with a fastball. It's into the mitt of Luis Encarnacion. And for the final time at Atrium Health Ballpark in 2023, the Kannapolis Cannonballers have completed a baseball game. 7-3. Fayetteville takes the series finale at home here for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. That is the completion of 65 games for Kannapolis in 2023 at Atrium Health Ballpark. Well, Woodpeckers kind of spoiled the final night at home, but Kannapolis does have six games remaining in the season, and they'll look to use tonight after the series split from Fayetteville to reset and pick up now six games in Lynchburg. We'll be right back. Post-game show coming up on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Here we'll recap all the action for you tonight here in Kannapolis.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back into the broadcast booth here high atop Atrium Health Ballpark as the Kannapolis Cannonballers fall tonight 7-3 in the final game here at home at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers spoil the fun. 7-3 is your final score. Fayetteville takes it in the series finale as Kannapolis loses tonight 7-3 to Fayetteville in a bit of a wild game tonight. Kannapolis got out in front, and then Fayetteville picked up four runs in the fifth inning and pick up the win. And Trey Dombrowski gets the victory, 6-9 in the air, 3.71 ERA. Mark McLaughlin, 1-2, a 16.20 ERA, gets the loss. And then Jeremy Malero ends up with a two-inning save. One ERA on the year, six saves on the season. The big-time key moment, Jackson Lofton, a home run, did even the game at one in the fourth inning. Garrett Gilmet called out on strikes in the top of the fifth, but then everything went Fayetteville's way. A big-time stretch of offense in the fifth inning, four runs on the board. Kannapolis gets five hits tonight, two from Edric Felix, one each from Calvin Harris, Ryan Galaney, and Ryan McCarthy. McCarthy with his first home run of 2023, and it comes in the final game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It is a 1-for-4-9 with two RBI and the home run on the board for Ryan McCarthy. Other than that, quiet night for the Ballers on offense. No RBI other than two from McCarthy. On the mound, they use a flurry of arms. Seth Keener, five strikeouts in two and a third innings. He's really sharp. Three hits, no runs, two walks on the night. Zach Franklin, two-thirds of an inning, two strikeouts. Good work. Mark McLaughlin, 1-2-thirds innings. Four runs, five total runs, four earned, four hits, inning in two-thirds, two walks, and two punch-outs. Connor Peters, inning in a third, two strikeouts. Connor Pellerin, one inning, one walk, and one strikeout. Ethan Hammerberg, one inning, two runs, one earned on two hits with a walk and no strikeouts. And then Billy Seidel, one inning, one hit, and one strikeout. On the other side, Fayetteville, a three-hit night from Bryce Matthews sets the tone. 1-for-5 night with two RBI for Luis Encarnacion. 1-for-5 with a run driven in for Garrett Gilmet. 1 for 5-9 for Pascanel Ferreris. 1 for 5-9 as well for Jackson Lofton with an RBI, that home run in the fourth inning off of Mark McLaughlin. They use three arms tonight. Trey Dombrowski, 5 innings, 1 run, 3 hits, 2 walks, 7 punchouts for the lefty. Jose Nodal, 2 runs on 2 hits in 2 2/3 innings. That's a lot of twos, a walk, and 5 punchouts. Jeremy Molero, inning in a third with 2 strikeouts. Time of the game, 2 hours, 57 minutes, over 4,100 Ballers fans packing Atrium Health Ballpark for tonight's finale at home. 65 games complete at Atrium Health Ballpark. It was supposed to be 66. We had one cancellation, so it's 65. And now there are 0 games remaining in 2023 on the Ballers Baseball Network. We will not have any calls for you in Lynchburg. We'll definitely have you, though, tune in to Jason Prill on the Lynchburg Hillcats broadcast. He will keep you posted on the boys as they go finish up a week in Lynchburg against the Hillcats. For everyone in Kannapolis, though, very much a lot of thank yous to go around. I'll first thank the Ballers front office staff for supporting me all through this journey. My second season as voice of the Cannonballers, and it has been a dream come true to be the voice of a team. It's something that I've dreamed about since I was about 8 years old, and I'm here still doing it every night for you here in Kannapolis, and I'm very appreciative of everyone supporting me and personally along the way, and the Cannonballers, a fantastic organization, and there's plenty more great things to come for Kannapolis. From this point forward, I'm very honored and blessed to be have joined you all season here in Kannapolis. I look forward to the day that we meet again in April when the grass will be freshly cut. The winter chill may or may not still be around, and the roster is filled with fresh faces and maybe some returning ones too. It is not goodbye from up here in the broadcast booth. It is see you soon. But until then, I am Dan Elodi, and I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball. Stay blessed. Enjoy the offseason. We look forward to having you here at Atrium Health Ballpark and on the Ballers Baseball Network on opening day 2024. Oh, and until next time, have a blast. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday night. Ballers fall tonight 7-3. We hope you will join us next season on the Ballers Baseball Network. Until then, though, we'll catch you soon. And go Ballers, of course, as they head to Lynchburg to finish up the 2023 season. Have a great one, everyone. Saying so long from Kannapolis, it's Dan Elodi on the Ballers Baseball Network.